Opinion Leader. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. We're entering the 253rd day of the return of the American Republic. And Pete Hegseth's 30-minute speech to hundreds and hundreds of generals and admirals, many of them globalist traitors, was over the top, historic, and powerful. I would give him a 99. And it was leadership on display. Trump said some very important things as well. The globalists are in absolute total panic mode. Hegseth said, prepare for war with the Department of War, not the Department of Woke. He then went on to explain that China is getting ready to make its move on Taiwan and to many other areas, and it's the main threat, and that they're going to be obviously pulling troops out of Europe. That's what Trump's statements have been about. Oh, great, have your war, you're winning. Yes, Zelensky, NATO, you're winning. Okay, you guys have fun. Enjoy yourselves. It was backhanded dark satire by the president, but still very dangerous to sell the heavy weapons to Europe. But that's where this is going, as the main envoy to Ukraine from the U.S., Kellogg, said yesterday on Fox. He's been wanting that for a while. Basically had an orgasm on air. So things are very, very serious. Here is Hegseth, and what I think is the most important thing he said, that prepare for war. You know, Xi Jinping has said they're basically at war with us, and he told his troops last year, be ready for any minute now, full war with the U.S. Trump made comments about, oh, we've got two subs lurking off Russia. Probably got 25, 30 subs lurking off Russia. I mean, that's all classified, sir, but you might want to actually find out the submarine fleet and, you know, the deployments that are well-known, not exactly where they're at, but the numbers. The Russians know there's nuclear weapons, Mr. President. Here's Hegseth.
To ensure peace, we must prepare for war. From this moment forward, the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this: war fighting, preparing for war, and preparing to win. Unrelenting and uncompromising in that pursuit. Not because we want war, no one here wants war. But it's because we love peace. We love peace for our fellow citizens. They deserve peace, and they rightfully expect us to deliver it. Our number one job, of course, is to be strong so that we can prevent war in the first place. The president talks about it all the time. It's called peace through strength. And as history teaches us, the only people who actually deserve peace are those who are willing to wage war to defend it. That's why pacifism is so naive and dangerous. It ignores human nature and it ignores human history. Either you protect your people and your sovereignty, or you will be subservient to something or someone. It's a truth as old as time. And since waging war is so costly in blood and treasure, we owe our republic a military that will win any war we choose.
Now, for our listeners that are quite informed and rational and have your head screwed on straight, you're like, Hegseth just said 2 plus 2 equals 4. Well, in the woke New World Order system, they're at war with reality because they need you to be brainwashed and ignorant so you'll accept things that are logical fallacies. So the medicine is 2 plus 2 equals 4. People used to ask, why do you have bumper stickers that say 2 plus 2 equals 4, InfoWars.com? Well, that says it all. The ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4, as Winston says in 1984, is the essence of freedom. And the guy torturing him by the end says, yeah, we're going to break you of that and make you basically a mindless jellyfish. And all the wokeism is funded by communist China and the globalist and BlackRock to soften this country up and be able to take us over. And that's why it is the domestic enemy. It is the domestic poison that is designed to do that. It's not, oh, the left are idiots at the top. They know exactly what they're doing. Their minions, of course, are idiots. No, this is a plan. And China is all about machismo and national sovereignty and badass troops. And now we've turned into a bunch of fat asses. And that's about to end.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun. Loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian. Two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. 100% lifetime guarantee. High quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet. 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Chinese in Korea. Several of my grand uncles did. One of them was there when 3 million Chinese came over the border and encircled the Marines. And the commander had to threaten to use nuclear weapons if they didn't withdraw. And they didn't withdraw. And then the president fired MacArthur because he was about to drop the atomic bombs on them, but the Chinese then backed off. And even with the primitive World War II style weapons they had, it was really bad. Human wave attacks, you name it, unceasing. We had a lot of fun fighting the Vietnamese, didn't we? I mean, let me tell you, folks, fighting large groups of Asians is not a cakewalk. Okay? So, I mean, you want to get in a war where basically they're like, fight like robots? China doesn't need robots. They've got them. I'm not saying Asians are robots, but in war, historically, they're not pushovers. Okay? And neither are the Russians. And now they've stolen all our plans. They've been given all our plans to the submarines, to the missiles, to the helicopters, to the jets, to the avionics, to the satellites, the telemetry. They have it all. And China's been one of the main financiers of woke brainwashing. And Xi Jinping has said prepare for imminent war. They could go into Taiwan any moment. They're already going in and grabbing islands all over the South China Sea, as far south as the Philippines and Vietnam, as far north as islands north of Japan. China is absolutely out of control. They've got huge bases all over the Caribbean, right off Florida's coast, the Bahamas. They own and control most of our deepwater ports in the United States. Trump's reversing that. They had covertly gotten control of the Panama Canal. Now we're pushing them out there, but that hasn't been done yet. America is in a lot of trouble. Because we've been in the Middle East for Israel and for other reasons. That's where Zbigniew Brzezinski back in the 70s thought was the most important to control that. Called the Grand Chessboard. You control the Middle East and Central Asia. You control the world under that geographic British model. It's not really accurate, especially now with trade and with the billions of people we have and instant communications. So the old model of Marco Polo is out the window, though they have the Belt and Road Initiative that is built around that. It's still important, but not paramount. And Trump's just made deals with 15 nations in the area to basically block the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative and bring in our own. So the long surrender of the United States is over, but the pivot they started 16 years ago to China, when China totally double-crossed the globalists, which they were always going to do, never really happened. And so now the pivot to Asia is actually happening. And Vietnam and a lot of others, the Philippines and others, have lined up with us. South Korea has basically fallen to communist
that are pro-China. The New World War really began 3.5 years ago when Russia went into Ukraine. It went hot then, from proxy to full war. And you notice the Russians said over the weekend, we've always been at war with the United States and NATO since this started 3.5 years ago, and now it's just official. So we have been effectively sleepwalked into a new world war. And I am not for all the different offensive wars. Vietnam, Gulf Wars, all of it were pure garbage. And we're basically just military laboratories, in the words of the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, at the time, and a big profit center for the defense contractors. But the wars we face now, economically, culturally, spiritually, geographically, militarily, are absolutely existential, because if the dollar is not the world reserve currency, we are so overextended, our debt is so massive, we will fall like the Roman Empire for good in 410 to the Visigoth chieftain Alaric. We are in 409 right now. And you are witnessing a desperate last attempt to save this country that is an overextended empire. So Trump wants to pull back militarily, expand economically, soft power, stabilize, bring the jobs back, and then contain China through strength. And you can't do that when you're fighting the Russians and the North Koreans in Europe. Yeah, it's a world war, boys and girls, by every historical measure. And you'd think there'd be a discussion with the American people. In Europe, they brought back conscription already in 5 countries. The rest are gearing up for it, including women. Pentagon urges missile makers to double output for potential China conflict, Wall Street Journal reports. I know there's a normalcy bias where people feel like most Americans don't even have a passport or don't travel outside the country, and seems like China's a trillion miles away. It's not. It's 13,000, 14,000 miles away. And in modern weapon sense, it's a few minutes away, because their submarines are lurking off of our coast, along with the Russians. So we absolutely have to have a real military to deter China, not to get in a hot war with them, for heaven's sakes. And Trump's trying to do this through tariffs. I know people say that it jerks the economy around, and, well, what are we supposed to do, go to a hot war? Our long surrender is over. And so with Trump, you do have military and economic, as well as diplomatic, transparency and honesty. And that's something we haven't had in a long time. And I agree with the policies of the Trump administration when it comes to China. So I want to go to some of these clips of Hegseth in the best Secretary of Defense speech I've ever heard. I mean, most of them are like watching paint dry or listening to paint dry, as if there's a sound. But this was a very strong, teleprompter-free, from-the-heart breakdown. And Trump's admitted he was wrong about this. You know, he grew up in ROTC and the rest of it, and then had family in the military and things, and romanticized the military, that they were the best of the best. And on average, you know, the rank-and-file troops are great people, the sailors, the Marines, all of them. But when you're globalist, through the think tanks and through the training and through the defense contractors, really since the 70s, most of the top generals were turned into political operatives and globalists. And by the 2000s, they weren't just globalists. They were some of the worst globalists. And the military became a giant social engineering brainwashing operation for the left and for their transhumanist agenda. Now, the military in modern training developed by the Prussians the last 260, 70 years, but really about 300 almost, developed most of the modern systems you see in the military and the training and the shaving of the heads and the boot camp and all of that. And that is brainwashing. I mean, that's what it is. But it's brainwashing to weed out people that can't handle stress and people that won't follow orders. And it's to find out who's smart and who has command, or who's just good at fighting. I mean, that's what it's for. And so it's the perfect environment for leftist brainwashing because it is a cult. We always think of a cult, period, being bad. No, I mean, the NFL is a cult. The NBA is a cult. People that are obsessed with gardening, they're the gardening cult. But then you have all the other forms of cults. But let's just be honest about what the military is. It's the biggest around the world, not just here, and most important, other than the scientific cult, there is. And the dominant cult is the mad scientist. The mad scientist, you know who runs things, it's the scientist. The mad scientist, transhumanist cult. And they're done with the humans. They think we're obsolete, so the real future will be about defending biological life and celebrating it, because we're made by God, and so defending what God made and not letting them build such a hellish world that the younger generations are already being basically turned into cyborgs already. And I've got news on that coming up. But the real fight is about the preservation and expansion of humanity. And obviously, if people want to become cybernetic creatures and believe all the propaganda, that's me, they're right. But by its very nature, it is designed to force all of us into it. And that is the nature of the transhumanist cult. So it is totalitarian and beyond wicked in every aspect. And it's here. It's been globally standardized and prepared and is being rolled out. So the number one threat is totalitarian regimes. Communist China is the greatest, most powerful totalitarian regime that adopted the globalist transhumanist model, but then partially broke with it in the last 16 years and is now mixing it with a nationalist, have three kids, so-called pro-human system. And the real reason the Chinese jumped off of the globalist total depopulation plan is because if we adopt it, we're going to be weak. They will still be strong. And then, of course, they do plan to phase out humans after that, they've said. But they're going to wait till we've done it first. You also want to bring down the West. Got a very important video on that coming up. Because the idea of the West is so sexy and works so well. Everybody was aspiring to it in culture and military and science and life and architecture and clothing and everything. That you have to discredit that and bring that down, or people will have a control group of the West, like the Amish, not taking vaccines, and then they don't have autism, and they live 10 years longer on average, and it's so obvious. You can't have that. You got to have everybody getting poisoned, everybody losing their humanity, or people can compare and see the difference. So we have to understand that wokeism was created by MI6, the CIA, the Tavistock Institute. The white papers were written. The studies are written. Tens of thousands of them are declassified. That's how I knew what they would build and construct when I first got on air 30 plus years ago, because we were already deep into it. And everything I said decades ago comes exactly true. Well, if you go back to the shows, I show you where they talk about it and where they do it. And how they globally standardize it. Just like you see all the countries bringing in internet IDs now and digital IDs. It's here. So Trump left the Pentagon meeting and is now with Albert Bourla of, oh, I know who he is. The crew's like in my ear. It's Albert Bourla. No, I'm just speechless right now. I mean, God knows what horrible thing they're announcing right now. Of course, Trump just took tens of millions away from them and the other poison shot maker, Moderna, so they've lost tens of billions on that. Trump to announce drug price deal with Pfizer, new Trump RX website, And then, of course, Pfizer wants a good PR win because they're so hated. So that's another good thing Trump is doing. But it doesn't absolve Pfizer of anything they've done. Absolutely disgusting. So we'll get more to that in a moment. But right now, I want to start going to Hegseth. I already played the clip where Hegseth said, we're here for war, and that's it. And then he went directly after the demoralization system of wokeism and the poison shots and all of that that was designed to purge the smart people and get them out of the military, who they're now incentivizing to bring back. So it is absolutely essential this be done. And again, none of this wokeism is by accident. This is a formula. Try whether you're in Australia or France or Italy or Canada or here. It's the exact same programs, the exact same operations, the drag queen story time, the 2 + 2 = 5 soft math, Common Core. It's the same program everywhere. Getting rid of physical fitness. You don't have to do one pull-up to be in the military now. I mean, the joke is by special operations people I know is like, look, most of the special operations people just are halfway smart and can do like 5 pull-ups and know how to shoot a gun accurately. They're just like what the old Army used to be. So you've literally got like, you know, people 100 pounds overweight, totally lazy communists. That's like half the military. Then you've got 40% that are just called, you know, that are okay. And then you've got maybe 5-10% that are really exceptional. I'm not trying to put people down. We see it in society everywhere. Society's falling apart. Because people aren't given standards, and kids aren't made, you know, to do basic chores or never have their ass kicked by their parents or anybody else. I mean, the best thing ever happened to me. My parents weren't abusive, but when I was a bad kid, I mean, I was, you know, rambunctious. I did stuff over and over again I wasn't supposed to, and, you know, I'd get my ass beat. And, you know, the whipping didn't work, and by the time I got like 10 or 11 and I was talking back, my dad would, you know. And then, of course, by the time I was about 13, it was kind of sad. My dad's not a wimp, but I could, you know, kick his ass just as much as bad. We beat each other up a few times. And he was just like, you do that again, you need to move out of here. Stop, you know, getting in your mother's face. Stop, you know, talking back to her. Because, you know, I mean, he'd be talking back to him at the dinner table, and he'd say, stop doing that. And I'd say, oh, you want to fight? And he'd just say, all right, we got to fight. It's just, everybody knows how that is. And they go, oh, it's abusive. Oh, it's evil. Oh, it's bad. You know, most kids do that when they're 16. I did it when I was 12, 13. I mean, I went to when I was about 13. I was beating his ass. And he got me in a chokehold, choked me out. This stuff that goes on. And I mean, what do you have to do? You know, he just jumped around me, choked me out, broke blood vessels in my eyes. You name it. But the point is that these kids they've never lived, and so they just don't understand anything. And they sit there on their computers all day. You see it, and it creates basically like a form of autism. And so I'm not attacking our military or anybody. They are pulling from a pool of really dumbed down people. It's like the Charlie Kirk clips where he's like, oh, we could have a lot of great black pilots, but a very small pool is going and trying to be pilots. And so then they lower standards for blacks and women when there's culturally a much smaller ground of blacks and women trying to be pilots. So the few that go and put in for it, they go, well, we got to give them a license, even though most of the white people wash out. See, I mean, it's not that there can't be good black pilots. It's on record. Some of the best pilots we've ever had are black. There have been movies made about it or true stories. It's ridiculous. The point is you can't take, okay, we got 5 black applicants, we got 100 white applicants, and so we're just going to ignore the white applicants, and we're going to take the black applicants, even though if you had 100 black applicants, you would have just as good as what you'd have with the white. You see what I'm saying? And I know everybody already, I know people that are informed and run businesses and things know this. You know, it's just I'm ranting. It's I don't know why I just told those stories when I was a kid. The point is that this is where we are, and we become a nation of pussies. And people don't get strong if they're not put under pressure. We need competition. We need sports. We need combat sports. We need to become men and women again. Because that's what we're designed to do. We need to be put under pressure. It is a fact. Or we turn into creatures from the movie WALL-E. All right, I'm ranting. Here's a Hegseth on the enemy being the woke virus. Here it is.
For too long,
We have simply not done that. The military has been forced by foolish and reckless politicians to focus on the wrong things. In many ways, this speech is about fixing decades of decay. Some of it obvious, some of it hidden. Or as the chairman has put it, we are clearing out the debris, removing the distractions, clearing the way for leaders to be leaders. You might say we're ending the war on warriors. I heard someone wrote a book about that. For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons, based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts. We've pretended that combat arms and non-combat arms are the same thing. We've weeded out so-called toxic leaders under the guise of double-blind psychology assessments, promoting risk-averse go-along-to-get-along conformists instead. You name it, the department did it. Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore. Right now, I'm looking out at a sea of Americans who made a choice when they were young men and young women to do something most Americans will not, to serve something greater than yourself, to fight for God and country, for freedom and the Constitution. You made a choice to serve when others did not, and I commend you. You are truly the best of America.
All right, we're going to break with even more powerful clips when he declares war on the wokest even more intensely. We're going to go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new flash sale, just like we did with Ultramethylene Blue. Buy one, get one free. Ultimate creatine powder. This is private labeled from one of the top certified companies in the U.S. that has their patented micro creatine for higher level absorption. You want to be healthy, have clarity, lose weight, have way better stamina, better workouts. Even if you're not into working out, you're going to love creatine, ladies and gentlemen. And I know this is, I'm not, you know, selling something that I didn't know here, but why aren't you taking creatine? Every time I forget to take it over the years, I'm like, why am I taking creatine? And we've got the best. You get your free bottle of Ultimate Creatine Powder now. That's right. Buy one bottle of Ultimate Creatine and get another one free for a limited time only. Strengthen your body and sharpen your mind with Ultimate Creatine Powder, our microized creatine monohydrate powerhouse. Enhance strength and muscle growth. Improve mental stamina. Increase workout intensity. Accelerated recovery. And if it's good for working out, it's good for everything. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't miss out because Ultimate Creatine is selling out fast. This buy one, get one free offer could end any moment. Yeah. Just like we did the buy one bottle of Ultramethylene Blue Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They don't have a lot of this, but they can get it more quickly. But it's close to selling out. But every couple of days this week, we're going to have buy one, get one free of some of the best-selling products. Get Ultimate Creatine. But I'm telling you, the big sleeper. People bought a lot of it. Now the reviews are coming in. Now people are buying a lot of it. And that's our bovine colostrum, one of the strongest brands out there. And it's 2,000 milligram per serving. It just does miraculous things. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and keep us on the air.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. You know, I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Young love.
Kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real and high.
Welcome back to this Tuesday, September 30th, 2025 transmission. Really phenomenal speech by Hegg Seth. A lot of very important things Trump said. I want to play some more of it. And then Ivan Raiklin, formerly the Defense Intelligence Agency, he's also a lawyer, Green Beret, really smart guy. He's going to join us to talk about the speech. He's there in D.C. for it. And then we're going to move into his view on Charlie Kirk and what's really going on there. He's an expert on things like that. And also what's going on over at the DOJ. You know, I've already been critical of the Deputy Attorney General. And then when he slapped down one of multiple, let's just say, investigations going on and what the deep state's done to InfoWars last week, it made me do an even deeper dive on him. And without me even doing the deep dive, which I was already doing, I ran into a bunch of very prominent legal experts on shows like The War Room with Steve Bannon. You know, he's got his ear to the ground, and he's right there in the White House, total access. And it's bad. Trump's deputy AG has been a Democrat until last year, and he's mobbed up with the Southern District of the Democrats in New York, and literally was assigned when he started into White Plains and then in by Connecticut and New York. I mean, he's really, really, really a problem. And he has been the one, if you really want to have a villain here, and he's constantly caught out in public, you know, having lunch with CNN reporters and people. I mean, he looks like he's a libtard. But what we do know, and Ed Martin wouldn't talk about him. I asked him what he thought. He said, oh, very nice guy. But I talked to a bunch of other people, and they say that he's the one with the thumb on Martin and everybody else. I mean, he's the one that ordered Martin to kill one of the, you know, to not investigate the DOJ funding the lawsuits against us and all the rest of it. So all I can say is that our civil lawsuits are going to deal with that. And that's why funding this operation, supporting us, is key. Because if they can get us, they think they can get anybody. And they are so pissed that we're that Roman standard they've been trying to get for so many years, and they've almost had it so many times, that, sure, we can have a new name, new operation, and it's really, you know, not something we want. It's going to cause some issues, but overall we'll just be stronger. But I'm not giving them what they want. Now, they were going to have an emergency hearing on Friday, trying to allow the state receiver to come in here with the sheriff's department as early as Thursday or Friday. And now the judge has moved it to tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Houston. So if you'd like to go attend that hearing and do that, that's great. I was supposed to get on an airplane tomorrow morning and go do Tucker Carlson in Maine. And, you know, with all this going on and all this happening, I don't know if I'm going to do that, because in the past, when they did the fake auction that was shot down as a fraud, and that's been being looked at as well, they were here the next morning. So I really want to be here when they close the doors. And, you know, there's been a phenomenon, and I get it. It's the opposite of the boy that cried wolf. We've never cried wolf. All these attacks, all the things that have gone on, it's been because of your prayer, your financial support, and God's intervention that we've survived. And it's really exposed Bloomberg and The Onion and their fraudulent so-called sale, and the fact that they don't want money, they want me off the air. They're all over the news again saying that. InfoWars is having its last gasp. And then I tell listeners, hey, we don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Our great sponsor does. It's going to be key to the Alex Jones Network and everything else that's going on, because they can harass me forever. They can't shut down a company that, you know, owns and runs the Alex Jones Network and the rest of it with other folks who are going to come in. And we're going to have more support come in, just not until this chapter's over. I've been holding all that off so that this is the hill to die on. And then if they're able to shut us down, they'll have their little victory lap. The rest of it will move into the next phase. But I don't give up. Now, their lawyers will walk over every time we're in federal court and say to my lawyers, why isn't he giving up? I mean, come on. You saw The Onion idiot. He was the head censor, ran censorship operations, you know, to censor outside of MSNBC. The Brian Stelter equivalent over at MSNBC is the guy that the Bloomberg through The Onion is funding through Everytown gun control group to do that. And he just goes, you know, if he'd have just been nice and let us have it, you know, we'd have left him alone. They always say that. No, they've said, we want to hurt him. We want to stalk him. We want to harass him. We want the maximum pain. When I never did anything, no one peed on graves. No one went to their houses, and I didn't send them. We asked them, who came? I don't know. Who told you? Somebody. I don't remember. Alex Jones ever say your name? No. Any of your crew ever say their name? No. It's literally them raising hundreds of millions off my name, running around playing victims, Democrat Party, DOJ, calling it the families, a mission to get me off the air and destroy the First Amendment. It'll set a horrible precedent if the Supreme Court doesn't take the case and deal with it, and which is before them right now. And where are the mainline conservatives? Where are the mainline populists? Where are the amicus briefs, you know, from media organizations understanding that this sets a precedent for you? And then literally, I have non-dischargeable debt. They've gotten everything that they can that is non-exempt, a house and a car. And I'm happy. I don't care. So now they've got a state receiver who's going to harass me and sue me and constantly come out to me claiming there's hidden assets when they know full well there's not. Been through all these federal audits in the court, IRS, all of it. My parents sued. Everything they said true. No hidden money. All of it lies. Mass stalking, mass harassment, mass crucifixion. And that's how the left tries to destroy you. That's how the left tries to silence you so they can misrepresent you with a straw man and steal your identity and wear your skin like the guy in Silence of the Lambs. It rubs the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. Well, here's the good news. Your attempt to steal my identity failed. The majority of people know the truth and more are waking up every day to what you did. And we have all the proof. A violation of due process and of my rights, conspiracy against my rights. And so those are the facts. And they are desperate to try to get me off the air, thinking I won't be able to continue my legal defense and offense, and that's not going to happen. So you have failed, globalist, as long as the listeners continue to support this broadcast at thealexjonesstore.com. And we make it easy with the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and a lot of other cool stuff. At thealexjonesstore.com. And our gold sponsor, that's the top rated, number one, wholesale, completely transparent, open and shut, highest ratings, biggest one in the U.S. because they're the best, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And boy, they're getting a lot of sales now because people see the run-up doesn't stop. It doesn't end. The people, by the way, that have been, all the different financial experts that have been predicting that, they nailed 4,000 gold call. Now the same experts said 7,000 gold, $100 silver are next. Yeah. Get in now, kpm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Tell them I'll show and send you. All right, let me stop there because I've got all the filings and all the stuff. And I just love the people out there that go, oh, he survived so many times. It's fake. Just like I told you, Comey would be the first to be indicted. He's a liar. He doesn't know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, was I right again? I told you Trump's not involved with Epstein, but the CIA, because of Mossad, has asked him for national security to shut it down. Been telling you that for 8 months. And now all the main DOJ person over it at the time said they've investigated. Trump is not involved anyway, but he's covering it up for the CIA and Mossad. So I don't want to be proven right if they're successfully shutting us down. But you're all going to have egg on your face again. I mean, this is 100% real. This is going down. My name is Alexander Emrick Jones. I've been fighting tyranny for 31 years. We've changed the world together. And I think we deserve to be celebrated and supported. I say the crew, our guests, the films, the journalists, the reporters, past and present. And if you won't celebrate your best warriors in the fight, if you won't back them, you're not backing yourself. A society that doesn't back people that are on the front lines with success and battle scarred at legendary levels because of God and because of the patriots that did support, I don't get the credit. Listen, I love this. I mean, I love fighting. I'm sorry. And I don't start it, but once it starts, I cannot stop. And so as long as you keep me in the fight, I'm like a pit bull, folks, in a dog fight. I'm loving it. Okay. I get the side of my face torn off. I get more excited. The point is that I got to be fed. I got to be watered and I got to get stitched up. So I'll go out every time and I'll take the enemy on. I'll give it everything I've got for my family, and that means your family, because we all live in the same world. But I need your backing, I need your prayer, and I need your word of mouth, and I need it now. Okay, sorry. Let's go to Hegseth. I want to go to Hegseth on the woke cult, Club 18B, and then he expands on even more powerful in another clip dealing with the wokest that we'll get to in a moment. Here it is.
For too long, we have simply not done that. The military has been forced by foolish and reckless politicians to focus on the wrong things. In many ways, this speech is about fixing decades of decay. Some of it obvious, some of it hidden. Or as the chairman has put it, we are clearing out the debris, removing the distractions, clearing the way for leaders to be leaders. You might say we're ending the war on warriors. I heard someone wrote a book about that. For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons, based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts. We've pretended that combat arms and non-combat arms are the same thing. We've weeded out so-called toxic leaders under the guise of double-blind psychology assessments, promoting risk-averse, go-along-to-get-along conformists instead. You name it, the department did it. Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore. Right now, I'm looking out at a sea of Americans who made a choice when they were young men and young women to do something most Americans will not, to serve something greater than yourself, to fight for God and country, for freedom and the Constitution. You made a choice to serve when others did not, and I commend you. You are truly the best of America.
And the examples of the, we're talking people 100 pounds overweight in the military. Women that look like toad creatures, officers, men in dresses at the Air Force and Space Force. The only thing Hegseth said that wasn't wrong, and the reason he gets a 97, 98 on the speech, is he said foolish and badly guided policymakers. This is an absolute science to destroy society. I mean, it's on record. That's what it is. Explain it's premeditated that the Democrats are part of a globalist anti-human cult sabotaging the human society to make way for the AI transhumanist cult. That's why they've got to sabotage human civilization. That's why they got to ban regular farming and saying it's evil and ban beef and ban single family dwellings and ban natural gas and, you know, do all of this. Is they're sabotaging the human system. Oh, you can't have a car and air conditioning. It's bad for the earth. But AI needs 100 times the power. You can have nuclear, coal, whatever. You just don't get it because you're not important. All right, let's go ahead now and go to some clips of Hegseth talking about having these basic standards that you got to be able to pull up.
This, and I want to be very clear about this, this is not about preventing women from serving. We very much value the impact of female troops. Our female officers and NCOs are the absolute best in the world. But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is. If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it. That is not the intent, but it could be the result. So be it. It will also mean that weak men won't qualify because we're not playing games. This is combat. This is life or death. As we all know, this is you versus an enemy hell-bent on killing you. To be an effective, lethal fighting force, you must trust that the warrior alongside you in battle is capable, truly physically capable of doing what is necessary under fire. You know, this is the only standard you would want for your kids and for your grandkids. Apply the War Department Golden Rule, the 1990 test, and the E6 test, and it's really hard to go wrong.
I'm going over. I'm going to be meeting with generals and with admirals and with leaders. And if I don't like somebody, I'm going to fire him right on the spot.
Yeah, a lot of this is a litmus test, and we're going to talk with Ivan Ranklin about how they're going to purge the left out of the military and out of the leadership positions. It's real simple. You just go see what their public statements are and their backgrounds and what think tanks they're in and fire all of them. Fire all the globalists. Fire all the scum. Because you can't just trust them now. They act like they're on our team. They're always compromised if they're a globalist. They got to be removed. They're the enemy within. They wanted to purge us. If this country's going to survive, they've got to be legally and lawfully purged. This is a war, people. Here's Hegseth calls out fat troops and generals going forward. Here it is.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task or under a leader who was the first but not the best. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. They're just suggestions. Suggestions that get our sons and daughters killed. When it comes to combat arms units, and there are many different stripes across our joint force, the era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, either you can meet the standard, either you can do the job, either you are disciplined, fit, and trained, or you are out. And that's why today, at my direction, and this is the first of 10 Department of War directives that are arriving at your commands as we speak and in your inbox. Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only. Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met. And not just met, at every level we should seek to exceed the standard, to push the envelope, to compete. It's common sense. And core to who we are and what we do, it should be in our DNA. Today at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment at any time and with combat equipment. These tests, they'll look familiar. They'll resemble the Army Expert Physical Fitness Assessment or the Marine Corps Combat Fitness Test. I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%. It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member of the joint force at every rank is required to take a PT test twice a year, as well as meet height and weight requirements twice a year, every year of service. Also today, at my direction, every warrior across our joint force is required to do PT every duty day. Should be common sense. I mean, most units do that already. But we're codifying it. And we're not talking like hot yoga and stretching. Real hard PT, either as a unit or as an individual. At every level, from the joint chiefs to everyone in this room to the youngest private, leaders set the standard. And so many of you do this already. Active, Guard, and Reserve.
About 14 months ago, I was at dinner with Joe Rogan, who I've known like 26 years, good friends. He said, I'm going to give you some hard love, Alex. You are a good-looking guy. I knew you back when you were in great shape, barrel-chested. You look like a fat slob. You're giving your enemies what they want, not taking care of yourself. You know, you can come work out with me, my gym. You can work out, you know, my workout buddies. You need to. And I started working out with one of his good friends, Sean Johnson, about 2 months later. It's been a little over a year. And I lost about 70 pounds, gained about 10 back. Now I've bulked up muscle-wise by choice. And I'm going to now, after I bulked up a little bit, I'm going to slim down even more. But I'd lost some muscle, really doing intense fasting, intermittent fasting, and really focused on that. And then Sean said, now it's time for you to eat more again, and we're going to build up your muscle, then we're going to shred you back down. So that's the plan that's starting about now. But I needed that encouragement. And this goes into the fire departments, the police departments, the whole culture. We're the fattest, most unhealthy country in the world. We're decadent slobs. And I needed Joe Rogan to go, man, you are a fat slob. And he'd send me videos. I did a joke video. I work out here and there still. He goes, man, you look like crap. What is your problem? And that's what we need. And I was getting it from family and a lot of other people. Yeah. That's when I got down to about 220. And now I'm back up to about 230 because I've decided to, you know, I did what Sean said. He said, now we're going to start going heavier weight. You know, we still do a lot of PT stuff too. Just, you know, we'll go out, all right, we're going to do fireman carries and we're going to, you know, carry, you know, these farmer carries with these dumbbells for an hour. And that sometimes the workout's like, all right, today we're doing push-ups till you fail. And Sean does 15, you know, 1,200 and, you know, I get in 500. I mean, sometimes just, oh, we're doing push-ups today. That's what we're doing. And he's like, you're not doing the push-up. I want you all the way, chest down, all the way up. And, you know, that's what you got to do, folks. So that's how it works. And we need to get to that point. Or you're going to be like the deputy fire chief who said, I need to be able to help a man. He was in a building. He shouldn't be there. Oh, so she got her ass fired. Here she is.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
No, you're in the wrong place being a firefighter, you fat slob. He's also anti-white, just punk. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number two. So much news we haven't got to. Ivan Ranklin, this is going to be a key interview. Stay with us and share the live feeds. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ooh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico.
There has been a plan public to demoralize the West and collapse us. Trump is doing a really good job trying to resuscitate America and the world, but we have to do it too. The NFL is going to have a trans person do the halftime show this weekend. And look, if people want to do that, they can, but that's DEI out of BlackRock literally holding back funds from the NFL and companies if they don't do it. Are we going to be governed by the American people and who we elect, or by BlackRock and the ESG system? Literally, I talked to some of my friends, you know, were inviting me to a football game. They go, oh, come over and watch a game. And, you know, I love football as much as the next person. In fact, I got a clip about that. Pull it up. I want to play that about the NFL and the halftime show. And I just said, no. You're going to sit there and you're going to contribute to that. You're going to sit there when they force feed that. They're still taking knees. They're still playing the black national anthem. Nothing against black people, but that's insulting. If I was black, like, what, I get a different national anthem? Like, I'm not really an American? This is all about divide and conquer. It's why they do it. You think somebody that served the military, that's black, honorably discharged, you think they like having another national anthem for them? I wouldn't want a white national anthem. I mean, it's all about dividing us. And I told you what it was designed to do, and it's doing it now. White people are literally being demonized and attacked everywhere, and a lot of them are going to the other extreme now, which was part of the divide and conquer plan the entire time. It's clip 25. Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Here it is.
What is that a picture of? That's not Bad Bunny. That was Bad Bunny with the breast out. They're grooming our babies. We're going to pay a price for this. We're about to have a halftime show where most of the audience will have no idea what's going on. But I guarantee you, Bad Bunny's going to put on a drag show at halftime, because that's how he got here, by redefining masculinity, by dressing up in women's clothing, by pretending, well, I'm not gay, I'm sexually fluid, I might get into men later in life. The National Football League, they don't respect fans. They don't respect Americans. Right now I'm just talking about the spiritual aspect of what they're doing, which is clearly the most important part of this. This is a demonic force. And oh, you're making too much of it. No, I'm not. They're telling us in big bold letters, we hate Jesus, and your kids will be watching. And you'll have to explain to your kids, why is this man dressed like a woman for part of this halftime show? They want to normalize that for you and your kids. But you keep watching. You keep supporting. And I'm telling you, I love football, but I fear God more than I love football.
And look, this is how it's always worked. Thomas Jefferson guy. You know, if adults want to do what they're doing or whatever, just don't put it on family programming. Don't put it on stuff targeting kids, which is what they do. We're not trying to ban any of this stuff. We're just saying you're not going to force feed it. You're not going to push it on our kids in schools. It's over, scum. You understand? This is about sexualizing children. It's the globalist agenda. Because you can do it when you're young, it will screw them up for life. They want to sabotage civilization. It's by design.
Well, I'm a 10 for a hat wearing me eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot blooded Texian, two stepping outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. When I grow up, I'm going to take down the New World Order. Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance! Ah! Yes!
Ah! We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Have a little celebration on air. They're spontaneous. I can't help it. I don't do what I do for pride or power. I do it through instinctive spiritual resistance to tyranny that seeks to enslave and destroy and shudder the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. And I see humanity awakening from the chains of the globalist mind control, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, I agree with Martin Luther King on the fact that I like to judge people on the character of their deeds and what they produce and what they do. And I think everybody at the end of the day, if you see a leather jacket you really like at the store and it fits you really well, and then you learn it's a black designer that made it, do you even care? No. You didn't even really think about it. Somebody asks you, do you care if this is a black designer? You'd be like, no, why are you telling me? You think black people, they like the leather jacket? And they say, you know, a white person designed this. You're like, I don't care. I like it. You go to a restaurant and they go, well, these are Chinese people that own it. I don't like that. Or again, at the end of the day, we all know that. But it is true. Statistically, certain groups and cultures and certain things have a higher proclivity for things. And you have to recognize that, understand it. And then try to help those people not be in that position. Like young kids being brainwashed into the trans cult and then becoming suicidal or killers. You have to understand the demographic. Autistic white kids, young black males, 14 to 25, committing upwards in most areas half the violent crime. Still a small number of blacks doing it, but they'll tell you, no, there's some black thugs. Well, that's a problem. You can't sit there and just ignore it and not deal with it. It gets worse. So there is a mass rejection, though, of the fake statistics, the fake numbers, where under Biden's DOJ, they would literally put brown and black people who got arrested for crimes, say they're white, that's come out. They would not report on the crime statistics in the last 4 years under Biden in all the blue cities and then claim crime went down. Well, yeah, because you're not reporting it. The FBI wasn't putting the data in. It has exploded. We all know there's been a crime wave. I said when Jamie White got killed in March, I said 90% chance it's Hispanic thugs or black thugs, because that's 90% of the time. And it was both. Charged capital murder, both of them making racial comments about how they killed that white guy. Mexican flags, Mexican, you know, and black gangster rap about, you know, cutting a rap song, I killed that white dude. shot him in the neck with a 9. And a member of the mainstream media, Jones, racist thing, predicts, you know, that it was somehow racial, which now is in the indictment because they said it was. Partially. I mean, I just call it like I see it. So, when you have the media and Hollywood and the big Jewish lobbies like the ADL running around constantly saying there's an epidemic of white supremacy and violence, white supremacy is the number one crime, white supremacy is the number one threat, Joe Biden. And then, you know, the guy that's won the mayor nomination in Minnesota, the Somali that says he hates America and only cares about Somalia and is going to send the money back to Somalia. And the Justice Department says whites commit the majority of crime. And I'm just sitting there like, we're being demonized. So I don't bring up these numbers and facts to be mean to black people. I bring it up because I'm not going to sit here and be told I'm the devil. Now, the ADL 4 years ago, and they've done it a bunch since, had a big gala with Sacha Baron Cohen saying, Alex Jones is bad, and if they don't give us control of blah, 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 we need to take over social media, and if Mark Zuckerberg won't let us take control, we need to put him in prison. And they said, anybody saying there's replacement migration needs to be put in prison. It is the official UN plan, the year 2000 and 2001, for replacement migration to push for low white birth rates, because whites are bad, for whatever reason, and bring in replacement third world populations. And then the ADL runs around saying, if you identify as a Christian and Christian identity is their new thing, you're a terrorist, you're a criminal. Oh, you can identify as Jewish all day, but you can't if you're Christian. It's this anti-Christian, anti-white stuff that is making white people see this and go, well, then I'll just think Hitler's good. Well, no, I don't think Hitler was good either. I've studied it. Just because one thing's doing something bad doesn't mean the other bad thing's good either. And we have Ezra Levant, who I really respect and who's amazing and who is gets the most credit with his great team in exposing Trudeau and the globalists and all of it. I mean, they're the genesis point in Canada battling tyranny and do great stuff around the world. And he's Jewish. And there are so many of you study history, Jews that are opposing globalism and communism and leftism. And of course, there's people all over communism and all over anti-white stuff, anti-Christian stuff that are Jewish. He wanted to fly down here from Canada. I said, of course you can come on whenever you want. I'm always trying to get him on the show. And he said, no, I want to do this in person. So he's going to be in here in the second and third hour. And he literally said, I just want people to be able to ask a Jew and talk about the anti-Jewish hysteria. You could call it mania. And I like the ADL being exposed. I like APAC's undue influence being exposed. I like all that. I like Netanyahu, who has been involved with so much bad, being exposed. I think it's healthy, the taboo of people, you know, hiding behind anti-Semitism to get away with stuff. That's great. My concern is when it goes over into Hitler was a great guy, when I've actually studied history and tell you the facts, then you've got a real issue. So we need to defang the ADL and these anti-American groups that are trying to cast good Americans as Hitler if you don't do what they say. That's an issue. And they've come after me and been involved in the supporting the lawsuits and all of it. But at the same time, I've experienced the people that literally think Jews have magical powers like leprechauns or something, but they're evil leprechauns basically, constantly claiming I'm funded by Jews and run by Jews and then I'm funded by Netanyahu and all this made up insane crap. I've experienced how these people lie, these talk show hosts, you name it. They just make stuff up. I'm banned from InfoWars, a host told me. So I call the host. They go, nope, didn't say that, but I didn't talk to him a day ago. Oh, and to talk to Stu Peters. I was like, have him on. I had that guy on before too. They have to act like somebody's scared to talk to them. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. It's like I get David Duke on. People go, he was censoring David Duke when he went to break. The breaks have been set for 27 years. That's not true. Oh, look, David was saying something important. He censored. Lies, mental illness, garbage. Nick Fuentes is on. Oh, Nick was giving you something important on J.D. Vance, and then he went to break. I'm on radio and TV stations. The breaks are at 58 after to the start of the hour. Then we join stations. at 5 to 6 minute, 1 minute, okay? So there's 2 minutes at the end of the hour, a 1 minute break when some stations join us that don't carry the first five. Then there's a 4 minute break at 28:50 to 33. That's when they are, but they do it every time I have a guest because it makes them, they have to do that. So it's a way to be superior to people and everything else and then attach everything to that. And it sucks all the air out of the room and really dumbs down the discussions where nothing can be discussed. I'll have a thing about communist China taking islands and threatening to nuke us and submarines off the coast. And I'll see the comments. Why are you covering up? You should be talking about Israel. There's more than just Israel. We do cover it, but We need to have reasonable, based-in-fact stuff. It's like saying Charlie Kirk's security company is Israeli and killed him. I'm not saying they killed him. There's some weird, suspicious stuff going on. We're looking into it. Weird behavior, according to all security experts talk to. But it turned out they're not an Israeli firm, and that's made up. It was his buddies he got together and took over a contract. And the firm that was there 3 years ago, it's not Israeli either. Now they've had to admit that. So I said that's not Israeli. Oh, my God, you're covering up for the Israelis. No, when I say something, it's because I believe it's the most accurate. Like, Comey will be the first to be indicted. Would you like to see a compilation of me saying it hundreds of times the last 6 months? And then a couple weeks ago saying it? Then it would happen within 2 weeks? Would you like to say the Russians are going to invade by the end of February, 4 months before it happened? Would you like me to nail it? I'm here to nail it. I'm here to get guests on that nail it. You know who we have frequent guests? People that are right. Economists that are right. It's real simple. You start getting in a world where you actually know a lot of facts, a lot of layers, have a large general knowledge, a lot of deep knowledge, and then you get what you call wisdom. See, and I want to be the guy that people go, wow, that guy knows what he's talking about. Like when I sell you a product, I go out and get what's already the highest rated supplement. It's already guaranteed love for years, best rated. So I know when they let me private label it, you get it. I know it's going to get 5 stars because it already did. Like if I was buying weapon systems, if I had some country, I would come buy them from the U.S. Because it's like so simple. I want to be accurate. I want to have integrity. I want to be truthful. That's why in the attacks, the media claims I'm not real. I don't have integrity because I do have integrity. That's why the attacks are, it's not really Alex Jones because he stopped being a fat ass and lost 70 pounds. It's a clone. Well, man, they make these clones good, baby, because I don't even know I'm one. So I want to finish up with this and go to our guest for the balance of the hour, the Nesler rant coming up. But I wanted to play this because when he comes in here, this is what I'm talking about. It is, to a great extent, though, the Jewish lobby, because they're, quote, refugees, so that's, you know, what they're into in their past, that we all are at one point or another, that is pushing this and saying, you're racist if you point out there's a plan to replace Christian white people, which needs to be admitted and needs to stop. Stop being racist against us. I know all Jews aren't doing it. The majority aren't even involved. But you can't have Jewish groups being at the tip of the spear, along with the Catholic Church, by the way, doing this. But the Vatican won't take anybody. I criticize, you know, the Pope for that. You can't do that and then sit there and demonize people that stand up to it. It is going on. Stop gaslighting us. Here's a short report that shows just some of this garbage.
Supremacist theory that Jews are driving for, quote, open borders to commit white genocide, as they call it, to replace America as it looks today with Muslims and Mexicans and other people.
Jews are the ones who want to welcome refugees because it's a conspiracy. And the truth is that, yes, there are Jews in Pittsburgh who are working to resettle refugees. That is true.
White Americans who feel that they're losing their country, they're losing ownership of the country. And they're right. I mean, we are becoming more diverse, more multicultural, and they are, in the end, they are not the future. In the end, the power they still have will go away.
That we're witnessing the end of white America as we know it. The question is, how long and how expensive will the funeral be?
Brown people and black people and Muslims and immigrants are coming to replace our white civilization, and the Jews' job is basically to pass as a white person, but in fact do the bidding of these people that
so
we
do. So there are many people who are biologically and even halachically Jewish, that is to say they are Jewish. They brainwashed people to subscribe to the notion that most desirable utopian reality that could be hoped for in human affairs would be a complete admixture of the nations, of the ethnic groups, and of the cultures.
It's a kind of utopia, just the fact that the whole world will mix up with each other, that in, I don't know, 70, 80 years, there will be no white people anymore, and only cappuccino colored.
Good. That's the only way. This is the only solution.
But when the diversity becomes so extreme that you have almost like balkanized groups, that there are no actual traditional communities, all the traditional communities are outnumbered completely by newcomers, and the newcomers keep on and on rolling in, it has a very alienating effect.
Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America.
And then the corporate media teaches Europe and here in Canada, Australia, that whites are inherently bad. This is a good thing. Then it's open season. They wrap it around communism. It's 20-1, you know, racial attacks on whites versus the other way. Churches are getting burned everywhere. They bring in all these Islamists, but Israel won't bring any of these people in. So that's my point. I'll bring that up to Ezra Levant because this has to be put front and center. And what are you going to get when you create an anti-white racial system? Well, you're going to get South Africa. But if whites are so bad, if Western culture is so bad, why is everybody trying to get into these cultures? Because compared to many other cultures, Western civilization is 100% superior. The idea of it, and that goes against globalism, if there's something better that other people could adopt, then they have to tear that down and demonize it and destroy it. And they do that by saying, oh, it's white, so it's all bad. Private property, right to defense, all of this. Totalitarians want the West gone. It's that simple. We'll go to Ivan Raiklin now here in a moment. He's got huge news on so many fronts. I agree with him. This is a very powerful speech by Hegseth. Here's a short clip of him explaining, we're here for war. We're here through peace for strength, not for wokeism. The only problem with the speech is, he says, the left's misguided. They're idiots. No, it's premeditated to sabotage every strong pillar of society on record. Here it is.
To ensure peace, we must prepare for war. From this moment forward, the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this: war fighting, preparing for war, and preparing to win. Unrelenting and uncompromising in that pursuit. Not because we want war. No one here wants war. But it's because we love peace. We love peace for our fellow citizens. They deserve peace, and they rightfully expect us to deliver it. Our number one job, of course, is to be strong so that we can prevent war in the first place. The president talks about it all the time. It's called peace through strength. And as history teaches us, the only people who actually deserve peace are those who are willing to wage war to defend it. That's why pacifism is so naive and dangerous. It ignores human nature and it ignores human history. Either you protect your people and your sovereignty, or you will be subservient to something or someone. It's a truth as old as time. And since waging war is so costly in blood and treasure, we owe our republic a military that will win any war we choose.
The left's about getting rid of standards everywhere. If you don't have standards and competition, your society collapses. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly works a lot with General Flynn, ultramarathon runner, also as a practice law as a lawyer, national security expert on Capitol Hill, constantly great intel on what's happening. We're going to cover a whole bunch of topics, but first, the time we have in this segment, wow, Hegseth, powerful speech, media melting down, calling it manic. No, it was not a script, teleprompter free, an incredible speech, real leadership.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the first time I've seen a true leader actually give a presentation or a briefing of that magnitude without having a script in front of him. He didn't stand behind the podium. This was, I mean, he definitely prepared and took this seriously. I didn't hear a single or a filler word coming from his mouth. It was so clear, concise, and delivered with maximum authority. I would give that speech at least in my lifetime, I've never seen that as compelling as that. I would give him an A+. I mean, 99%. And in order to get that remaining 1%, I think you probably know where I stand on the whole COVID accountability component. While he mentioned that you're put on notice, and it was a soft version of the Riot Act to the generals and admirals that were in that room, I think he had an opportunity that maybe he'll seize a little later, but there needs to be a full accounting of everyone that was involved and complicit in from the, particularly Milley and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy's involvement with Trump Nancy Pelosi with the Fed's direction.
What about Trump's commission for court-martials? Yeah, we need Milley court-martialed for treason.
Right. Milley needs to be court-martialed on multiple fronts. His involvement in January 6th Fed direction, the entire calling the CCP about, I got this, you know, don't worry about President Trump. We're not going to go to war with you. And then later on in August of 2021, when he participated in the unlawful jab mandate implementation throughout the entire force, that literally it was mutiny at the highest levels, as well as the Afghan pullout. So if I were to advocate for the next person after Brennan to be criminalized for their activity as traitors and conducting mutiny, it would be Milley. But it doesn't stop with Milley, because at the end of the day, we had an entire general and flag officer class that complied with the illegalities as part of the Department of Woke that Secretary of War Hegseth talks about that is no longer, right, as of today, essentially puts them notice. It would have been nice for him to read a riot act sounding similar to, you know, essentially putting them on notice for mutiny with throwing out 8,600 that were not going to participate in the jab mandate. The 100,000 of us, to include myself, that left early because we weren't going to participate in the forced medical experiment that was not safe and that was not effective. So at the end of the day, when you look at all these numbers, these leaders that were in the auditorium at Quantico were the ones that were complicit in conducting the largest degradation and destruction of our U.S. national security ever in the history of our 250-year history of the Republic. Like, if you added all the numbers in the collective of who has been exterminated by the enemy over all of our wars combined, you would not even come close to the amount of mutinous result that took place with the last illegitimate, belligerent Biden criminal syndicate. And all these generals must be held to account.
Absolutely. I like Trump. But let's play the clip. It's only 18 seconds long, clip 17. When he was going to the meeting, he said, I'm going to meet with the generals and the admirals and the leaders, and if they don't like something, I'm going to fire them right on the spot. It was a litmus test, but they all clapped and smiled like good little SEALs. I want to ask you, and I don't mean Navy SEALs, an actual SEAL trained to eat fish. And, you know,
dude, barking, yeah.
Yeah, here's Trump.
I'm going to be meeting with generals and with admirals and with leaders, and if I don't like somebody, I'm going to fire them right on the spot.
Yeah, we elected Trump to clean house. He's the chief law enforcement officer, not just the commander-in-chief. They're like, oh, he shouldn't be directing them to indict people. When we have the proof, they better do it. That's the mandate. We want the deep state removed. Not out of vengeance, out of the survival of the country. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, absolutely. When you have individuals, a part of the Department of Justice, that don't have the courage to clean house, if you will, within their own departments. When was the last time you heard anything about a whistleblower being elevated to a senior position at the Department of Justice or the FBI? I mean, you had some of them on your show as guests. Why are they not in those senior level officials to provide essentially a Praetorian guard around Cash, Dan, Pam Bondi, to let them know and provide early warning of who's doing what to destroy the president's mandate within those departments? Tulsi Gabbard cleaned house. Bobby Kennedy recently cleaned house. Why can't the Department of Justice do the same thing?
I totally agree. We'll also look at this lie that Trump's invading American cities. No, the left and the Chi-Coms have captured them. They've created lawless disorder. It is his duty, not just his right, to preserve this republic. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, This isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take 2 of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Wake up, the regulars are coming! Wake up and be a free man on Liberty Jacks tonight!
You may all go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
And when you're gone,
the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
Remember the character of the onslaught against us.
Attack rapidly, ruthlessly, viciously, without rest. Punching.
We must also be alert
to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
I have a dream that my poor little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
The media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
In the end, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way.
Has an incredible history, and it cannot be allowed to exist in the globalist system because they can't have a system that works great and empowers people into tyranny. Ivan Reichlin, getting back into Hegseth, I don't want to shift gears into the Deputy Attorney General, and from all my sources, he is blocking, trying to stop the indictments, just absolutely terrible, just because he was Trump's lawyer and helped him in his criminal cases. It's the same thing with these blind spots. They're, you know, literally... You know, he's got his thumb on Ed Martin. Ed didn't tell me that. None of his staff told me that. I have that from all these other sources. And now even Steve Bannon's talking about it. So something I'm scared to criticize these people. I've just been waiting and watching because I don't want to accuse people of being bad until I've seen a lot of evidence of it. But Houston, we've got a problem. I also want to look at the left and their Podesta plan for insurrection that's public. And I want to get your take on Charlie Kirk because you are obviously a weapons and ballistics expert with your background as a Green Beret. But finishing up with Hegseth, watching the corporate media try to spin this and say that Trump is invading the cities when it's all completely constitutional. They try to claim deporting illegal aliens with extra criminal records is unconstitutional. Of course, it's all been validated. It's 100%. Not just the duties of the executive branch and the chief executive officer, the president. It is his duty. And he's the only one, as General Flynn points out, in a oath of office or... in an oath of the military that says that they will preserve, not just protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's a key word. It means preserve. That is his main duty, is the preservation of the republic. Anything else is dereliction of duty. And if he actually, if a president works against the sovereignty of the nation, its existence, it's treason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think going back to... Pete Hegseth and the Secretary of War, one thing that President Trump has been doing and very effectively, he's getting some wins across the national security arena. He's getting wins across the Department of Defense, the intelligence community with Tulsi. Bobby Kennedy's doing some great work. And across the board, I would say that most of his cabinet is doing exactly what I personally voted for essentially six times, three times in the primary, three times in the general.
First administration. That's why the left's so dangerous. They know they're losing.
But having said that, I mean, I like to focus my attention on where we can improve because a lot of people, you know, they complain that I'm being too critical or I'm frustrated. I am frustrated because this is war. I'm trying to identify those individuals that are treasonous actors currently in the second administration by name, date, place, and transgression, just like when I created the deep state target list. And sometimes it doesn't matter if you got a D or an R by your name or historically you have a D or an R by your name. Because as we see with Tulsi, she's actually performing. Bobby's performing in a way that's congruent with our constitutional republic and constitutional values, where some of these Republicans are not. They're slow rolling. They're slow walking. We know some of these names, right? And so going back to Pete Hegseth, I mean, I like how he called it the Department of Woke. It's no longer, right? So a lot of these things that are maybe easier lift items to accomplish is to root out the corruption of, oh, it's okay to mutilate yourself. Well, it's not anymore, right? So he put everybody on notice. Hopefully the rest of the cabinet is going to use that as an example to possibly do the same thing and have a town hall meeting, if you will, and not privately. It needs to be done publicly because if we assume that Dan, Cash, Pam, and the rest of the cabinet at the leadership levels that President Trump appointed are good faith actors. The only way they have the influence and power to root out the deep state is to leverage the tens of millions of us that voted for accountability. And that means it has to be done publicly and transparently, just like Pete Hegseth did. Meaning you have to have a public forum where you lay out what your plans are to crush the deep state within your specific department. Because if we pincer move and sandwich them in, that applies enough pressure for them to start to comply with our constitutional principles and then potentially even get enough motivated to then create accountability within. Because right now, if you're just an individual going as the AG or even the deputy attorney general or some other ones, if there's only five or six individuals that are patriots, you're going to be subsumed and devoured without a single burp or a flinch by the entire deep state apparatus.
Absolutely. So let me stop you there.
The public, then we can start to slow them down and defeat them.
And absolutely. And so here's the key. Trump has to understand this. He does, but he's got to really state it more. We all have to understand it. If they just slow roll this and we don't get the real deep reforms, Senator Blumenthal, Hakeem Jeffries, they've all said, we're going to purge. We're going to put you all in prison. We're going to set up a police state. They're literally threatening us. So this is absolute do or die. They're the ones that plan to basically ban the populist Republican Party. The Democrats already have the lowest approval rating in history, the lowest fundraising. They're dead. The election fraud's being exposed. They're done. They now have their last gasp, and they're going to pull out the stops in every single way. And so that's why this must be done. And again, I want to explain to white pillars and black pillars. That's why I harp on this. I'm glad you bring it up, because you understand this from defense intelligence and legally and all, you know, also as Green Beret. A lot of listeners get confused. They go, well, wait, you're praising Trump one day, you're attacking him the next. When he's doing 95% good, we cheerlead, we promote it, we boost morale, we say how it can be done better. When there's a bad actor or something going wrong, like Bondi coming out and saying, let's, you know, have ADL censorship of speech, hate speech, we go ape, and in 5 hours they reverse. We are the populace. We put them in. We are American citizens. We have a right and duty to enforce this.
It is our duty to call it out.
But people don't get it. They think either be white-pilled and just shut up and eat popcorn, or black-pilled, we're all doomed. No, we've really got a breakout here. We've got initiative. We're winning, but we've got to press the attack.
Right. I mean, let's compare the average. I mean, look at my background. Look at Alex Jones's background, right? 30 years of looking at the problem, knowing it and understanding it well before I even got involved a few years ago, okay? And then you compare that to the knowledge and expertise of a lot of these staffers. There's 400-plus in the White House. Many of them have no clue what they're doing. Many that are patriots, that are loyal, that are trying to do the right thing, they don't have the context or institutional background to be able to influence from their positions that they have to start to push back against the deep state. It requires us in the court of public opinion to explain, call out the problem in detail. Call out who is specifically charged with addressing that problem and then explaining how to do it. And that requires some criticism. That requires critical thought.
And by the way, this is so key. I don't mean to jump on you here. We'll have you back too tomorrow. We need to do a lot of time on this, but we got more to hit. But exactly. The real knowledge base and well is not in the government. It is with the authors and researchers and journalists and experts out there that we all come together to war game this. And so a lot of people are like, well, why are you telling the White House what to do? Well, notice how pissed they are, especially the first administration, when we were constantly getting Trump stuff that he didn't know. Now he's got a lot of other good people, so it's so much better. But absolutely, people need to stop thinking of D.C. as this perfect thing, and it's all this master plan. No, you have power, viewers and listeners, at the school board, or the county commission, or the city council, or at the university. Everybody needs to have their specialty and be engaged, and if we just do that, it's game over.
Right. It's the outside game. It's the sentinels. It's the watchmen like you and me and all the viewers here on InfoWars, where we get to see things first and foremost. We're reading the room because we're constantly
explain
in the
room.
Explain
what a ranger is. Why does the Army call, you know, their troops that are out there at the front? The rangers. The rangers are roving. They're ranging. They're out front. They're getting intel. That's what we are, folks. We're not just important. We're everything. And I need listeners to start getting in that mindset of not spectators, but as rangers. Explain what a ranger is.
Right. I mean, I have an I'm not a Ranger myself, but I will give them props. Basically, you're doing a recon as one of your missions. Green Berets also do the same thing, strategic reconnaissance, where you're looking out to see what's beyond the horizon. And then once you identify enough evidence, then you can start to do early warning to the leadership or to the main body. A lot of times, those that are in government positions, they can't take the risk of being wrong, so they're not even going to really warn anybody about what they're seeing. It's up to folks like us to test hypotheses and say, you know what? This might not be accurate. Like when we're going to talk about what happened to Charlie Kirk. There are many hypotheses out there that are going to ultimately be proven wrong, but they may be right. In order to get to the truth, you have to look through all of them and then get enough evidence to start to discount and disprove them. And that applies across every single problem and situation that you have been trying to identify the last 30 years. How long have you been on this on InfoWars? So at the end of the day, we have just as much of a responsibility to make sure that our country and our government runs, you know, and hums as a government in accordance with the Constitution, just as much as President Trump, even though I get it, he has more power and influence from the pulpit of the presidency, but still, he can't do it alone. We have to call out those within the administration, whether it's the
Ranger,
White House or the cabinet,
exactly,
of what they're not doing.
Instead of just saying Ranger, said reconnaissance, and all real intel is really on the ground. That's what it comes down to. So shifting out of that into an area that is integrated with the same key subject, we have evidence everywhere that Todd Blanche, the deputy AG, we know Bondi basically is in Florida, and she just does PR stuff fine. I'm not going to say she's a bad lady, but the villain is Todd Blanche. The guy putting his thumb on everybody, trying to stop the indictments, is Todd Blanche. And again, this is Trump's blind side. Just because he was his personal lawyer, and just because he, you know, Trump liked him in all the time they spent on the road during persecution, he's literally now in there because I guess he thinks Trump's not going to win, or he's just going to bide his time for his own personal gain. A Benedict Arnold, it appears. It doesn't appear, but I'm not going to say his motives to do this. So Peter Tichtin, former top lawyer for Trump, he's saying exactly what I've been told by a lot of people on the inside and what we see happening. You have the DOJ starting investigation into the DOJ under Biden and Obama targeting me with all the documents. He called up, bragged to ABC News. I called and I killed the investigation into the Democrats and into Bloomberg and the stuff they were doing to me that we have is cut and dry. Well, that's just one investigation killed because there's a lot of stuff in there, Sybil, so good luck. But literally protecting them. And I don't attack him now because of this. It's been building. We've already said things about him, but here's a clip of one of Trump's very respected lawyers, Peter Tichtin, talking about this problem. Here it is.
Unfortunately, we're not getting the cooperation that we need. The one that is running things now in the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi sits at the head of it, but the COO, so to speak, the person who actually runs it, is Todd Blanche. And Todd Blanche is failing on all measures. Because of him, we haven't had a pardon granted since May. Because of him, he wants the J6ers to not be compensated for all that we put them through. Because of him, we're not getting the things that we need for Dominion machines, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this guy used to be, until January 4th, 2024, he was a Democrat, a registered Democrat. And then he represented Donald Trump on the Stormy Daniels case, that any Democrat would have done the same job. But I don't know that this leopard ever changed its spots, because for some reason, everything that needs to be going forward in order to make Donald Trump's presidency work is being stalled intentionally by this man. And it's not because of ineptitude. This is a smart guy. This is a very capable guy. And it's not because he's not capable. It's because he's intentionally doing things the opposite of what Donald Trump has ordered to be done.
Yeah, Trump said, I want FBI corruption ferreted out. We have documents that Obama ordered Comey to do a national security investigation, then with Hillary to create the fake lawsuits, then have the DOJ fund them. We have all the witnesses, all the documents, all the proof. It's cut and dry. The DOJ reaches out to me because it's part of their weaponization, and then they send a letter to the people saying, preserve your information. This guy goes in and kills it immediately. which just drew more attention to it, which is, we knew what happened. But the point is that we got a big problem here, Ivan Raiklin.
All right, so I don't have any personal knowledge. I mean, that's good that you brought up the clip with Peter Tichtin. I would have to lean towards what he's presenting, Peter Tichtin, that is, because let's face it, he's known President Trump for decades. He doesn't need access to President Trump or build his portfolio for access to Trump. He doesn't probably need money at this point because he's in his senior years, and so he's probably well off, and he's probably just creating some legacy for himself for the truth. And so there's no reason for me to not believe what Peter Tichtin is saying.
By the way, you're up on Capitol Hill, and you don't want to get in fracases, but I've talked to you. You get the same info. And I'm just going to stop there, but there's no doubt.
But no, there's a second point that I want to really quickly make on this point, is that Todd Blanche, he represented President Trump. Did he win a single case or defend him on any charges up in New York? I think he has a zero record. Now, you can argue that the Democrats were going to convict anyway, so you can't really tell whether or not he's been effective or not in terms of Todd Blanche.
No, I totally agree. But what I'm getting at is I went and months ago studied his background, and I just looked at it. Go to his Wikipedia alone. He is a darling of the Democrats, thoroughbred, picked, groomed, put in all the key positions, Southern District of New York. I mean, this guy is a thoroughbred Democrat operative.
Well, keep in mind, when you talk about Southern District of New York, not only was Maureen Comey there up until recently, it was according to Mike Pence's own book that he wrote after January 6th that in 2003, Mike Pence had been working with James Comey. So he was in the Southern District of New York. So then how incestuous those relationships and how deep those relationships go,
well,
I don't know. The Southern District's the main command base.
I mean, it's more than D.C. I mean, he's literally vetted from the beginning in the command base.
Right. From the financial perspective, Southern District of New York is very important. D.C. is on the national security front, but also Eastern District of Virginia, just in my backyard here, Alexandria Division, that's where you saw Comey being indicted. And I don't know what happened there, but it seemed like a very hasty indictment with only a few days left. And it really appears
I know what happened. I'll tell you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it appears to me that there's an internal civil war going on in the DOJ to do with the president's mandate that we voted for him for, and others that are trying to block it and slow rolling it. And the reason why we haven't really had massive success is because we still have no one protecting. Even if Pam, Dan, and Cash, if you make the assumption that they're good faith actors trying to do the right thing, they have no one around them to protect them from the deep state. They don't have a Praetorian guard of the whistleblowers that proved up. They don't have a Praetorian guard of those that didn't accept
the DNA mutilation injection. No, I totally agree. So let me tell you what happened.
But the senior ranks.
When they removed that so-called Republican who turned out was totally deep state, married in with the Comeys and all the rest. I mean, you can't make this up. They learned that basically Blanche had them in there with the grand juries that were open as like defense for Comey and were sabotaging. And the grand jury still came back and said, we're going to do indictments. And then it got pushed all the way up to the White House, and Trump's like, there are indictments. You're not going with it, because they were trying to block it. So that is exactly what went on, and it's Blanche all the way. So we need to start educating Trump very quickly that if he doesn't want to be put in prison in 3.5 years when he's out of office and all the rest of it, I understand that this guy's running around at national security level, with the Epstein crap, then Blanche needs to come to Jesus and decide that he's going to join us and save the country. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't it Todd Blanche that was the one behind interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
For a few hours, yeah. And so what was that deal about, and why was it him that did that? I mean, it's kind of strange for a deputy attorney general to be doing that. I mean, at the end of the day, statutorily, the deputy attorney general runs the Department of Justice, and number two is the final signature authority on all FISAs, meaning the illegal spying in many instances on American citizens.
That'd be like having Westmoreland in frontline battles in Vietnam.
Yeah, so I mean, personnel is policy. Pete Hegseth nailed it today in addressing that several times during his speech. We just need to continue to showcase, just like Laurel Loomer's uncovering the vetting crisis, if you will. Well, when you look at the details of who's doing the vetting, those are the real problems. Those that are doing the vetting need to be held to account for not doing the vetting. And we know what the, who those names are. Some of them are in the White House, but then at the departmental level, the head of HR, last I checked at the Department of Justice, is a complete wokist that's still in there. I can't recall her name right now. I did a research on her a while back. And then the head of IT at the Department of Justice that has access to everybody's systems that can probably create dirt on anybody if they committed transgressions through their communications, that is also a wokist. So at the end of the day, you don't have a Pam Bondi that is focused in on cleaning house because she's busy on phone news. You don't have a Cash and Dan that's bringing in the right personnel because they're busy going to MMA matches, injuring themselves doing MMA, enamored with their positions. They're really not focused in on the position that we voted and mandated President Trump to do. And President Trump, in his defense, he doesn't have time to scrutinize down to the micro level.
Absolutely.
Of what's
stay there.
Going
stay
on
there.
At the
Ezra
DOJ.
Levant is coming up, but I want to get into Charlie Kirk. I want to get into the left playing more terror attacks with you when we come back. But I'm not saying this that cool. I'm totally committed. They're trying to put me in prison and kill me. I get invited to, you know, Joe Rogan's comedy club. Sorry. I get invited. I go to dinner sometimes with people. People go, hey, let's go on a hunting trip. Nope. Sorry. It's either family or fighting the globalists because it's a real war. And I'm not even complaining.
Yeah, I even ask you when you're in DC, you want to go out for dinner. You're like, no, I gotta fight this war. And I'm like, I respect that. Perfect.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying. I mean, I'm fighting for my life here. I mean, and I'm not saying you're bad. You want to go to dinner, you know, for the Jedi, there's time to eat as well, but. I'm just saying, like, man, I am totally committed. And Trump, like, you're a lawyer. I mean, they should bring you in there in these prosecutions. You know, he put in his own personal lawyer, no prosecution background. You know, and she finally went and got this indictment on Comey in 3 days because they had to. We're going to come right back to you. Stay there. But, I mean, no. I mean, I folks, 3 or 4 hours with family, 18 hours fighting. Let's see, 5 hours. Because I can't stop. Because I know we've already moved the needle. We've already hurt the globalists bad. I've already tasted their blood. I've already jabbed swords up their, you know what's. And I'm not going down without victory. We need a sense of urgency, people. This is it for everything. For the whole world's future. The West falls, it all falls. America falls, the West falls. Now listen. Speaking of that. Just like our information is the best, our product's the best. I need your financial support. They are literally in court tomorrow. And it may happen. This federal judge has ruled 10 times in a row for us because what they're doing is so criminal. But I don't know. It looks bad because a bunch of other stuff happened in state court. They don't own the Alex Jones channel, even they get this place. And it's funding the new network and everything. I need your support now. This is a fundraiser. Plus, the products are insane. We only sell stuff that really works good. Ultramethylene Blue. But right now, we have buy one bottle of the very best creatine you can get. It's the top private label, the top one, with this special patented micro creatine that's so much more powerful. Buy one already discounted, Ultimate Creatine Powder at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free. This is a flash sale, probably going 2 or 3 days because it's limited supply. Enhanced strength, muscular growth, improved mental stamina, that's the big one. Increased workout intensity, so good for your whole body and organs, accelerated recovery. Get Ultimate Creatine Powder now, the BOGO Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're at it, we have the very best bovine colostrum. Don't know about that. It's all the rage. We've got the best. It's discounted. The best Irish sea moss, the best Shilajit, the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular system, ultimate life force, and the widest selection of Patriot apparel. And it funds the second American revolution worldwide. The Alex Jones Store.com. Go now. Be part of history. I can't do it without you. I'm asking for your help. Firing the bat signal again. We are winning, but we reached the critical part of the battle. Support your own future now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Scheduled for that first hour, and I got him a little bit late, but he's going on the road, going to a meeting, but he's going to join us again. He's a former Green Beret, really smart guy, Defense Intelligence Agency. I want to get his take on Charlie Kirk, and as he said, because I'm in the same boat, I don't know what's going on, but we are not getting the truth on many fronts. And again, I'm not going to say, oh, the guy next to him shot him under the arm. That's been, or his Israeli security team. That was just made up. But 30-odd-6 going in, bouncing off the neck, impossible. The weird letter to his boyfriend, this, it sounds like it's meant to incriminate him. It sounds like ChatGPT wrote it. I mean, I don't want to sit here and harp on this, but the listeners want me to, and it's the right thing to do because the official story, ladies and gentlemen, is just not adding up. So now you've gone mobile. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret Defense Intelligence Agency, and also a lawyer and top reporter there on Capitol Hill. What, now, almost 3 weeks after this historic assassination, the official story has disintegrated. I heard you earlier say we don't know yet. We have to speculate. But with all your sources, all your other ballistics experts, the military community, the security community, that's who I'm talking to, they're mainly former military. The way they're all videotaping him when he gets shot, the way they instantly, like they're in a football play, run around and are picking stuff up, just instantly taking photos of him within a second of him being shot with Meta glasses. I'm not saying the security team did anything wrong. We now know it's a security team he constituted out of friends and buddies and things. What on earth are you thinking here, Ivan Raiklin?
Yeah, I mean, the first piece of data that I need to see is the autopsy report. I don't know if that's been out yet. That'll explain a lot of things, whether and rule out some of the hypotheses that have been out there. Number one is, you know, the whole lapel hypothesis that it exploded, potentially, you know, creating that exit wound in Charlie Kirk. And then you have other things such as, was he wearing a chain? Because if the impact of whether it was a ballistics from the microphone, lapel mic, or from a round that came from wherever it came from, it could have first impacted the chain on his neck that could have potentially broken it, creating that whiplash effect around both sides of his body and then impacting his shirt coming out. Bottom line here, like what I hear the government saying and what the internet is saying, nothing has yet really been compelling, just fragments here and there. And a lot of this can be addressed by, if somebody out there, a sleuth on the internet, can take all the, I think, 5 or 6 angles of the event and essentially do the 360 analysis to see where potentially that projectile came from, I think we'll start getting closer to the truth. But I think I haven't been focusing a lot of my attention on investigating this because it seems as though a lot of people are already looking into this. And I suspect that Candace Owens will likely be the individual to ultimately get to what settles to be the theory of how Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and then we'll be able to reverse engineer where the projectile came from, if it was not the lapel mic, to the point of origin. We call it the POO, the point of origin of the projectile. And then we'll be able to identify who was physically there, what weapon system, and who pulled the trigger. Because at the end of the day, there is no video of this, the alleged assassin. Why is there no video showcasing when he was on the roof pulling the trigger? Because I think the CCTV footage has, they have access to that. And I don't know why that hasn't been.
Yeah, and where's all the footage on all the big boulevards?
You can say that you have it at least.
Absolutely. Well, I heard from high-level sources at the White House a week and a half ago that they don't want any accomplices, the six trainees saying Kirk will be dead tomorrow. When you start hearing they want this shut down, that's not good. 60-second break. I want to come back and finish up with Ivan Ranklin. Then we've got Ezra Levant in studio, the founder and head of Rebel Media. So we can talk about the Israel hysteria.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Ivan Ranklin, a former Green Beret Defense Intelligence Agency, great reporter, patriot, is here with us, finishing up with the Charlie Kirk thing. Some stations don't carry that little first five. He was saying, you know, there's so many theories, so many anomalies, so many issues here. And we went to break, got cut off. But he said Candace Owens, he thinks, will come up with the final theory. I want to see why he thinks that. I like Candace Owens. I think she's a great lady. My job here is not being an apologist for Israel, but I do want to show all the different sides. And we've got, the head of Rebel Media, who's Jewish, wanted to come into town and talk about, all this hysteria and what's going on and where he sees it going in the ADL and answer all these questions. But that should be, and we're going to take calls too. He wants to take calls. You can quote his words, ask a Jew. But Ivan, I know there's Trantifa. I know a whole bunch of these attacks have been them. And so, and I know this DOJ is not as corrupt. And, I don't think willing to do big false flags, but maybe I'm wrong, or maybe components in it could have another group piggybacking on top the Trantifa, at least six of them the days before saying he'll be dead in 2 days, he'll be dead tomorrow, then bragging, see, I told you. You got this Zen character that is at all these key events as a government operative on record, getting arrested so the bad guy could get away. I mean, this is saying he did, and then you've got all of it. And then, Candace, literally within days, it's like Israel, because he criticized Israel. Well, a bunch of people do, including myself on a lot of issues. So you bringing up Candace Owens, I have been just absolutely attacked for saying, where's the proof? We don't even know what happened. I've got every military guy, Green Beret, Delta Force, Army Ranger, Navy SEAL, sniper experts, everybody says, and security experts, look at this in the behavior of the security team. I'm not accusing people that I believe that he knew Charlie forever as being something weird, but that they are all watching him. It's like they all tense up. You have the trans shooter question, like it's a cue. And then you've got them all like it's a football play, racing and doing things that security people said they would never do, but it's obviously trained and something's happening, picking up things off the ground, and things. So, I mean, instantly. So I see preparation. I don't see deer in the headlights here. And that's what the Delta Force guys have said. That's what they've all said. So what are you seeing here? And why are you saying you think Candace will come up with whatever the best, or are you saying she'll come up with the right theory?
Yeah, so the first part is, I think it's putting the cart before the horse when you try to go after motive, right? There's a lot of people out there with the motive to potentially do this to Charlie Kirk, but you can't really, there's too many hypotheses out there when it comes to motive. You can't get there until you find out who actually pulled the trigger and then look at the analysis of who they're connected to, the financials, the relationships, the communications, right? Let's first figure out who actually shot him beyond a reasonable doubt. And then we can start working that motive component and then lay blame, you know, if it was a broader operation. The reason why I say Candace Owens is because out of those with if you take a Venn diagram, who has the most connections of the Charlie Kirk ecosystem? One, who has the biggest platform and who has the biggest trust level within those several spheres that whistleblowers and insiders will then be comfortable providing the information to? And my analysis tells me that Candace Owens, if she's operating in good faith, will likely be the repository of all data points, videos and evidence and insiders and those people that she knows over years.
I totally agree. I think she has integrity
information
overall.
So she has the entire panoply of evidence to then come to a logical hypothesis.
I just hope she doesn't come up with her hypothesis off of wanting to put motive first or who's behind it.
Right. That's why I mentioned that first. Exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, sure. Well, who wanted, he got 2.5 million people in the last election conservatively to vote Republican. It was expanding. Soros and them are really pissed. The left was calling for its death everywhere. They celebrated it. And so, yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay, official story. Let's see. And then it starts unraveling. So I said, okay, looks like I don't really see evidence of false flag. If I do, I'll see within a few days. Well, we got questions. Oh, 30-odd-6. Wow. The bullet was found. You know, we basically broke that news. And I said, I don't believe it. And then I get a call from their spokesperson that was there saying, okay, well, I didn't give you the full report. This is how it actually happened, trying to explain it. And he sounded reasonable, but boy, they sure called me within 45 minutes Saturday night, two Saturdays ago. It was very interesting. And all of it. And so I just can't say Israel, but I do see, I mean, I see DNC, RNC wanting to take over his organization, not the RNC itself, but some subgroup. So I see D as culprits, if it wasn't a lone tranny vote. Yeah.
You have the same rotten scum that was in place at the DOJ, the FBI, our federal law enforcement entities, and even at the state level, that were involved at a minimum the cover-up for the attempted assassinations of Trump. Those same individuals are still in place because Cash, Dan, and Pam, they haven't removed most of them. So they're the ones that are potentially also muddying the investigation to make Cash look like a complete buffoon.
You're absolutely right. And in closing, that's exactly what Kyle Serafin has been saying. We need to get him on tomorrow, by the way. That he predicted all. They are sabotaging them to make them look like buffoons from within. And you have all these little subsections that would be able to do this interlaced with intelligence agencies. And then they would put a bunch of, they would give them disinfo to actually then have it unravel and create all this. And looking at Butler briefly, I've looked at the ballistics, had experts on, you know, people who are on the ground. Feds came and threatened them not to investigate, Hagman and others. Clearly somebody off by the water tower in the woods is shooting. You see the trajectory of the bullet, hitting bags, hitting people. So they were piggybacking on top of Crooks. And when Crooks failed, they came into action. So exactly, past behavior by the deep state is indicative of the future behavior. I totally agree that bare minimum, they were piggybacking.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, that this current leadership in the DOJ is not serious about cleaning house and doing President Trump's mandate, which means they're not doing our mandate. And it is incumbent on us to identify them down to the individual. So if you want to research folks that are out there, start scrutinizing every single person from top down at the Department of Justice and explaining in detail why they must be removed. And that's what I'm going to be focusing my efforts on moving forward.
All right, final point. A great thing Cash Patel and the FBI did, which he promised to do, to Congress. They released the documents last week. That just kind of blew over. It shouldn't have. Almost 300 FBI agent plain clothes in the crowd. You know they had NGOs. We know Antifa was there putting on Trump gear bragging. We see what looks like law enforcement breaking in. The Capitol Police do false arrest, put them in handcuffs, take handcuffs off, give them high fives. Then you have police high level saying it was a cover-up. They get indicted. That person hasn't been pardoned. They're about to go to jail. I mean, this is serious business. Leaked memo reveals FBI deployed a stunning 274 agents on J6. That is Ray lying to Congress. He should be indicted as well. But speak to that. And then finally, on the hero officer that told the truth, they're putting in prison.
Yeah, so 274, what does that equate to? Special Forces Detachment has 12 guys. And we were trained in order to be able to conduct unconventional warfare on behalf of America and a foreign country to link up with an indigenous force to overthrow their government so that it would be friendly with the U.S. Imagine 274 of those types. You could do whatever you want. And so Cash needs to provide a detailed audit of every single officer by name, what they were doing, and why they were on the grounds and when they showed up on the Capitol grounds and all of their communications. Send that over to Barry Loudermilk's new subcommittee so that they can scrutinize everybody's action. If they were legitimate and good faith and within their authorities, guess what? You don't get outed. But if you transgress so as a millimeter in inciting and instigating any January 6er that was weaponized against, guess what? There needs to be immediate arrests, not the hasty two-day, James Comey, the indictment that took place. And oh, by the way, I will be at the arraignment on October 9th, so stay tuned for that on what I'm going to tell Mr. Comey. But bottom line here, we still have a illegitimate, belligerent Department of Justice, even though we have several people that are technically
trying
to do the right
thing. We're out of time, though, but you wanted to bring up today the hero officer they're about to put in prison.
Bring them on.
Yep. Say it again.
Yes, so Shane Lamont. So for this January 6th committee to be successful in exposing the January 6th Fed's direction and the components of Nancy Pelosi and the Metropolitan Police Department's role in it, in the Fed's direction, you have to have access to certain whistleblowers. For U.S. Capitol Police, you need to have access to Chief Stevenson, Lieutenant Tarek Johnson, to expose the entire U.S. Capitol Police's transgressions. But on the MPD side of things, you have to have Shane LaMond to be able to communicate with him so that he exposes the criminality of Jason Bagshaw against almost murdering Victoria White, against Lila Morris for allegedly murdering Roseanne Boylan on January 6th. That officer is Shane LaMond. He is reporting to prison tomorrow because he was going to testify in the Proud Boys case truthfully against the Democrat narrative. He was then charged and convicted of obstruction of Democrat narrative. And he's supposed to report tomorrow at 11 a.m. So right now I'm hearing that he is waiting on two more signatures in order to get his pardon. I guess the White House counsel has already signed off on a pardon. It's gone through the DOJ after a lot of infighting, possibly with the individuals that you mentioned earlier, Alex. But now it's basically up to the chief of staff to present to President Trump to provide a pardon to the biggest bombshell whistleblower to expose the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department's role in the January 6th Fed's direction.
And let's expand on that. We have Jeremy Brown, the Green Beret. They come 2 months ago because he warned Oath Keepers in Florida, you've been infiltrated. The feds are trying to set you up for J6. He literally figured it out with his incredible training. Then they come, plant hand grenades, all of it on him. He is another smoking gun individual. These guys need to be at the White House. They need to be in front of Congress.
Absolutely. So this guy, Shane LaMond, can expose the mayor's office, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief, who, by the way, is currently Assistant Director for Partner Engagements for FBI's, for Cash Patel. He's there right now. Meanwhile, he probably had a significant role in the January 6th Fed's direction setup, and now he's in the FBI covering it up, likely. I mean, this is ridiculous that I have to be the HR manager for Cash Patel and Dan Bongino exposing these scum along with
But that's what you do as a Green Beret, and that's what the audience does. We need to. You were just live, but we're going to take this clip, post it on X, and on Rumble. It's up to listeners to get Lamont pardoned and to get him before Congress and Jeremy Brown. Ivan Raiklin, Ivan Raiklin on X.
Let's get him pardoned by tomorrow morning. Yes, sir.
At Ivan Raiklin. At Raiklin, Raiklin.com, RAIKLIN.com. Great job, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Nice face and nice haircut. You look almost as beautiful as me.
Oh, did you like the little social experiment last week?
It was hilarious.
Charlie Chaplin can do it. I can do it. Certainly not an ode to Hitler, a loser. All right, Ivan Raiklin, thank you.
All right, God bless, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a short break with a new promo that McGreen put together, of a little rant about the white flag and the left should give up. And then for the balance of the transmission, the next hour and 40 minutes, Ezra Levant is going to be in studio, the great founder of Rebel Media. He wants to come here and give his view as a Jewish Canadian on the absolute white-hot hysteria over Jews that's going on. And like I said, I think the ADL needs to be exposed, all of it. That's healthy. But I haven't really talked to him yet. He just called when I come on the show. But this is going to be interesting. You can call in. You can talk to him as well. But this is a really important discussion we're going to have straight ahead. So tell everybody you know on the local AM and FM stations, at Real Hawk Shows on X, Band.Video. Tune in now. Take the live feed, share it on your email, your text message, and tell those you share it with to share it, because that creates the chain reaction. You have all the power. Use it, and the left will be forced to run up the white flag. We're so close. These shows aren't some genre, and ooh, they're entertaining, and wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps, and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war, and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no, and we're valiantly fighting. Because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but, man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this, and the future is so dark if you don't. But we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And their little minions, most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourself. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger.
News today. tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Well, Netanyahu has sent my handler here, my boss, Ezra Levant. We know that's coming. But, you know, I love these discussions. By the way, you judge a tree by its fruits. The work you've done at Rebel Media before that, the government shutting you down, everything you've done, Canada would not be on the footing waking up, or the world, without the work you've done all over the world. Rebel Media is such a blessing. Rebelnews.com, Ezra Levant on X, at Ezra Levant. So you wanted to be here in person. I'm very flattered you flew down here from Canada, to be honest. And anytime you're hard to get on, by the way, you're so busy. There's always an open door. I wish you'd come on the shows every week, because you're always breaking massive news and defending humanity against, you know, tyranny. And of course, exposing the ADL and the UN and Trudeau and all the rest of it. But you wanted to come in here today, and I was like, absolutely, come immediately. Just a few days ago, you talked to my producer. I've got a whole list of the topics you want to get into here. And you wanted to get into basically the hysteria going on, talking about Jews. Because, I mean, it is the hottest thing other than the Charlie Kirk assassination. And then, of course, that had to be Israel as well. I haven't seen any evidence of that. And so it's great to have you here. You also want to open the phones up. There's a lot of topics you want to get into. I had them here. I'll find them in a minute. But, Ezra, it's great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you, too. By the way, we broke some news today about an Antifa cell in Montreal where one of the members works for the Canadian military at a military base. So we're on the same issues you are, whether it's Antifa. We go to the Davos World Economic Forum every year. We hunt oligarchs. We scrummed Larry Fink last year. Year before was Albert Bourla.
You guys are the MVPs.
I tell you this because I come to you as a friend and an ally and a member of InfoWars Nation. I love what you do, and sometimes people do us the compliment of saying, oh, you're like InfoWars North, and I love that. And so I've been troubled by what's going on with Jews in Israel, but here's my wrinkle. I got a little bit of a different approach. People often come up to me, Alex, and say, look, Ezra, you're the only Jew I know who thinks like me. Maybe you won't bite my head off if I ask you a really tricky question.
So address them right there.
Yeah. And that's my point, is that I think sometimes when someone asks a prickly question about Jews or Israel, the response by the official Jews is to jump down their throat or to ban them or to call them an anti-Semite off the top. Now, there may be an anti-Semite behind it, but my experience is people just want to know the truth or want to ask a question. Let me just one example. I'm just going to pick an example out of the blue. People say, well, why is it that the Jews were kicked out of 109 countries? There must be something wrong with them. You ever heard that?
Well, yes.
I mean, okay, I don't know the answer why. I don't know if it's 109, but my first thought was, well, you know who else has been kicked out of country after country after country? Christians.
Protestants, particularly.
Christians. You know, Egypt used to be a Christian country. Syria, Iraq, and the reason is, if you're persecuted or if you're conquered, if you're an ancient civilization, and I mean, that's just a tiny example. My only point is, if you are an InfoWar member of the InfoWar Nation, you know that the battle is on for your mind. And a lot of the anti-Jewish or anti-Israel propaganda out there is an information operation. And I wanted to do.
Oh, you have Muslims bragging that, look, we got them to blame Charlie Kirk day one. And I mean, on Israel. And again, I'm not even, when Israel does something bad to their leadership, I'll talk about it. But when it's like this immediate thing, you've got to say it. It's become, because a lot of stuff Israel does I don't like. Obviously, any big powerful government does bad things. But on the other side, I have been the recipient of made up stuff that I'm secretly controlled by Jews and stuff. And if I ever talk to a Jew, God forbid, I'm the devil. Even though we've been on the show dozens of times, we never even bring up Jewishness or anything.
You know, I mean, if I were to say to you, okay, here's four names: Anthony Fauci, AOC, Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi. They're doing awful things. Imagine if someone said, those Catholics, it's the Catholics who did it. Or if they said Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, Pete Buttigieg, oh, the Protestants did that. Well, you know, yeah, they're Protestant, but that's not what motivated them to do their globalism or their authoritarianism. And many people who fight against them are Protestants or Catholics.
And there's never any credit given to the Jews that are all over the place fighting evil.
How can you have Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's point man on remigration and taking on Antifa, and also Alex Soros? They're both Jews. And here's my only
point. Hold on, this is a great point. We gotta go to break. We'll come right back.
Okay.
Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Here's Avi Yamini, an amazing Australian who's also Jewish, who works for Rebel Media, And here he is confronting Greenblatt, Mr. Darth Vader of censorship. Here it is.
How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm good.
Can I ask you something?
I'm meeting somebody. I'm sorry.
I'll walk with you. Are you like that, the boy who cried wolf?
Are you?
For so many years, you cried anti-Semitism and you found hatred everywhere, and then finally, Avimini from Rebel News.
What's Rebel News?
Rebel News. It doesn't matter, but finally now, when the world has turned so anti-Semitic, no one believes us because of people like you and the work you've done over so many years. Destroying our allies, making lists about our allies, people that actually defend us. You've been a big part of that problem, haven't you? Do you know the boy that cried wolf?
I'm not familiar with this story. Why don't you explain it to me?
Jonathan, like, it's not a joke, because the Jews around the world, we are feeling the pain, and you've alienated so many of our allies. What about Elon Musk? Somebody that's been so good? No, you got a message for Elon? Thank you, Jonathan. There you go. Nothing to say. Censorship in real life. I bet you I'm going to be on a list tomorrow. Jonathan Greenblatt is a man that has cried anti-Semitism for years. He has found hate. He has made it his job to find hate and anti-Semitism and Jew hatred where it hasn't been. Now, the problem with that is, fast forward to October 7, where many of us Jews are finally seeing real anti-Semitism, but so much of the world is numb to it and don't believe it because he's cried it for so many years. The Jonathan Greenblatts of the world who label anyone with an opposing view as a racist and as anti-Semite, and now suddenly in our darkest days, we have no one left to support us. That is why we're here. WEFreports.com. Bookmark and support our work.
The first time I got debanked, it's got to be like 12 years ago, the ADL put out a report saying I called for killing Mexicans at the border. We threatened to sue them, they withdrew it. And that I was anti-Semitic with no evidence. And then I got debanked and lost our credit card rate from like 2% to like 4%. It cost us millions of dollars over the years. But I didn't take the bait because I understood what the left was doing, hiding their operations behind that. But now, I mean, I think a reporter's dead on about this, and that's a big part of this. So Ezra Levant, founder and head of Rebel Media, you had a lot of points to make. You've got the floor.
Let me tell you about Jonathan Greenblatt. What bugs me the most about him is that he claims he's doing this as a Jew, for the Jews, and that he implies the Jews support him. In fact, as you know, because you've covered him very carefully, he is a former senior Barack Obama aide. So understand what he does. He goes out there to attack...
He's pro-Islamic invasion of the West.
You know what? He simply wraps the Democratic message in a Jewish wrapper. But it's got a cutting edge that way, because if you disagree with that Obama line or that Biden line or that AOC line now, he'll call you anti-Semitic. And what aches me, what pains me, and my colleague Avi Yamini, we're the two Jewish reporters at Rebel News. Most of our reporters are Gentile. I mean, it just happens that Avi and I share the same view on this, is that for years, the ADL and the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they've weaponized racism. They don't actually believe you're an anti-Semite, but they say it to put you on the back foot. And by the way, they fundraise off of scared Jews that way. You know, grandmas and grandpas who get a fundraising, oh my God, anti-Semitism's on the rise. No, that's just conservatism. You know, they have this crazy list of anti-Semitic symbols, including, you know, the OK symbol. They said that's white power. They called Charlie Kirk anti-Semitic. And that was Avi's point about the boy who cried wolf. They were crying wolf for years about non-anti-Semitism, and we've got real anti-Semitism.
Well, what happens, like he said, though, is that most people are smart, but they're not sophisticated enough. When you're being accused of being a Nazi constantly, a lot of people then go, well, fine, I am.
Exactly.
That's what's happening.
And that's the worst thing of all. You know, I was born in a place where there weren't a lot of Jews. I was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Not a lot of Jews. In fact, I went to a school. My sister and I were the only Jews at the whole place. And, there's one of the things is you don't know Jews other than who you see maybe on TV. So if the only Jews you know are Jonathan Greenblatt and Rabbi Shmuley, well, I would hate Jews too if those were the only representations of the Jews. And everywhere I've gone, I've tried to
Well, that's what I've told the people that think, you know, I get paid off by the Jews, is I don't inherently hate Jews. In my life and experience, And my dad's friends and stuff would take me prospecting and, you know, all this stuff when I was a kid because he had, you know, friends from college. He's still friends with their Jew. They were just super nice, fun people that took time and showed me stuff and taught me things. And then like, take Matt Drudge. I mean, he's Jewish, but it was never a Jewish thing back before he sold out to the Democrats. He just totally boosted us and loved us. And I mean, so my point was my personal experience with Jews, other than the Jewish law firm suing me now, the Democrats, that's not been fun. But other than that, the ADL, my personal experience with Jews has always been great. And that's why my dad growing up was like, no, Jews are great. They're loving, smart people, blah, blah, blah. Because they were always nice to Jews. I knew my experiences with Jews were only good until I got into politics.
Well, how, and this is the tricky part for someone like me who loves Canada. I'm a Canadian. I love America. I love Trump very much. I love what he's, I would call myself MAGA, except for I'm a Canadian, but I'm a supporter from abroad. And Jews are individuals. And Jews like Jeffrey Epstein, oh my God, you know how badly I wish he weren't a Jew? Do you know how badly I wish that weren't on our people's name? And so I have a mission today here, Alex. My goal is to remind your viewers of two simple principles that I know they believe in because I know you believe in it. I'm not here to make people love Jews or love Israel. I mean,
but you're Jewish and you want them to hear from a real Jew.
That's right. And I want to say this. Number one, the phrase, the Jews did that. Maybe some Jews did, but always keep in mind me or Stephen Miller of the White House when you're talking about.
But I know because they claim I work for the Jews and I know it's not true. There's never, actually I've had big billionaires come. I've had, you know, Ailes try to get me a job. I've actually never had Jews come and try to buy me off. Well, I had Jeffrey Goldberg come in for Obama and kind of threaten me, yeah. But that was it. That was the only Jewish visit I ever got.
But was he doing it as a Jew? Or
no,
he wanted to
let me know, I'm here for Obama.
Well, and that's the thing, is, and one of the principles I know your viewers believe in, because I'm a viewer of yours, is not collective guilt or not guilt by association. That's
the same as reparations.
A leftist way of thinking is, okay, all blacks are the same. All
whites. Oh, that's a new big leftist talking point because they can't. Well, let's have Jews do reparations.
you know, that's right. Well, and the left looks at the Jews and say, okay, they're strong in Israel. They've got a strong army. In our cultural Marxist view of the world, they're the oppressors, so they're always wrong. Palestinians are the oppressed, they're always right. It's a kind of wokeness. Do not give into that. Do not judge every Jew by Jeffrey Epstein or Alex Soros or George Soros. So that's my...
Well, it's also not like some simple one-dimensional deal. Just because we might not like how Netanyahu's doing something, it doesn't mean then we accept Islam that openly as its religion says it will conquer us.
Well, and
I see a lot of right-wingers allying with Islam now. That is insane.
Well, I mean, I mentioned before all the Christian countries that are not, the greatest city in the world for centuries, the biggest city, the richest.
Constantinople.
And that mighty church was conkered and turned, Hagia Sophia turned into a mosque. And don't you forget your Christian history. And it wasn't the Jews who conquered Istanbul or Constantinople. And
you were making a point for me at the break about it's so important. And I made that point. My ancestors, both sides were on the Mayflower because they were Protestants. And I'm not attacking Catholics. I love Catholics. But back then was a big fight and they were all, you know, going crazy in England, the Netherlands, everywhere. They tried to go to the Netherlands, got run out. So absolutely. Why do you have Amish all over the world? They got run out of Germany and Switzerland. So the idea that people have been run out of places before, that's not a fair, example.
Well, I mean, the Christians have been persecuted all around the world, still are to this day. Lebanon, Christians are being purged. I've been in Bethlehem. Christians are being purged from Bethlehem, and it's not by the Jews. In Nigeria, there's a terrible battle on between, Islamic terrorists.
Yeah, the numbers are as high as, what, 500,000?
It's enormous. Nigeria is a huge battleground. They have an enormous Christian population.
And the left won't talk about that.
Well, and you know what? I wish the online right would spend a little bit more time.
We do. Yeah.
A little bit more time on that. I want to make one last point.
No, keep going.
There's two principles that I know that InfoWar Nation believes in. One of them is don't judge an entire group as a group. Not guilt by association. That's a leftist collectivist thing to do. There are
bad reparations.
Yeah, there's bad Jews and there's good Jews. There's freedom-oriented Jews like Milton Friedman, let's say, and there's socialist-oriented Jews on the other side.
And, like Lenin.
Yeah. And then the second thing, and this is sometimes people like to blame the Jews because it's easy to have a scapegoat. Why are things going wrong in my life?
No, I agree. I mean, because I know at least this perspective. I'm constantly blamed for getting orders and money and all this, and I know it's not true. And the people that have gone totally to the extreme, they will lie. Like, the classic thing is these, I'll have most entertaining interview. They always lie and say, I censored, told them not to say something, and they just lie. And so I'm seeing some of the, cause I'm very critical of some of what the Jewish lobby is doing, some of the lobbies in, you know, Israel, obviously. But it's like, I have found the greatest level of nasty deception from people. They use this Jew thing as a carte blanche to just not just accuse all Jews are evil. They then say you're with the Jews and because you don't do whatever we say. It's a cult trying to bully me like the left. It's very leftist. Like you said, Hitler was a national socialist into this mindset. It's dangerous.
It's intoxicating, though, because it's a universal excuse. Why didn't I get the bank loan? Why is my company failing? One of the things we could talk about is the Jewish spokesman for Pornhub. And that just drives me nuts because he leans into it. I don't know if you know this, but one of the spokesmen for the...
He's a rabbi.
And you know, every day I curse that.
Well, it's like Shmoly.
He leans into it, and why does he do it? I'll tell you why he does it. Because he's trying to use that to, you know, his company is called Ethical Partners or something. They're trying to claim that they have an ethical approach to pornography, thinking the regulators will go light on them. But it's the same thing of what Jonathan Greenblatt's doing.
Yeah, it's another person doing bad things, hiding behind a religion.
Exactly. He's taking my identity and renting it out to sell pornography, thinking that'll give him some leeway with the regulators. Rabbi Shmuley, oh my God, when that man goes on TV, anti-Semites are created every second. He's so odious. And
does he know he's doing that?
I think he's motivated by narcissism, by vanity. He likes the clicks. I think he maybe gets some money somehow through it. I think...
Hey, would you come on with him and have like a two-hour commercial-free debate?
Sure, I'm not an expert in Jewish law. I'm not a rabbi.
You know what he'll say? You're a coward. You are selling out the Jews. It's literally cartoonish.
I feel like I do the opposite. I feel like I stand up for Jews and for Israel. But you know what? I also
you are
stand
a very
up,
good representative
but
of Jews.
But I stand up for Christians too. You mentioned
well, I like you, Ezra. All I see is your out of the park badass work. Whether it's Michael Jordan doing, you know, flying, slam dunks or you, I just admire, you guys have wrecked the globalist. I love MVPs. I don't think like Ezra Levant's a Jew. I think, man, he's badass. His reporters have courage.
And that's my point is I am a Jew, but it's not my central identity when I'm a journalist. It's not my central identity when I'm crowdfunding the legal defense for Tommy Robinson, our friend in the UK. Like, it's just, you can love America. You can love freedom. You can love free speech. And I don't know. I'm not saying I do that.
No, you're a big booster of the West and you've been for decades.
And I think
you are defending the West.
I think every Jew, I mean, my great grandfather fled the Czars and moved to Alberta in 1903. And should I not be eternally grateful to the country that saved me? And you know who my favorite Jewish immigrant of all time was? Irving Berlin. He's the one who wrote White Christmas, God Bless America. To me, he's the ideal immigrant. He loved America so much, he was never done showing his gratitude.
So where do we get the leftist Jews from? Because, you know, I'm not bashing Catholics because I see Catholics on one end fighting for conservatism, but on the other end with leftists. So it's, and there's Protestants too are bought off, but Jews on open borders, leftism, where does this come from? Why do they push it so hard?
Some of them, I think it used to be, well, the Nazis were right wing, so the right wing's our enemy. So if anyone says they're right wing, they're like Hitler. We're safer with the left wing. I think some of it's a hangover.
Even though the left's bringing in the Muslims.
Well, I think that that's been a wake up call for Jews in the last 2 years. I think that mass immigration is the number one existential threat to Jews in the West. I'm not actually worried about Israel. I think Israel can take care of itself. It's the West that I'm worried about.
Oh, I got stacks of Muslims, imams on international TV bragging. We made a mistake trying to invade them. We should have just infiltrated.
You know, and I mentioned earlier, if you're thinking about Jews, maybe in the back of your mind say, would I say this if Stephen Miller, I think the greatest Jew in the government, if he was standing right here, I have the chairman of Rebel News for years was a Muslim woman from Pakistan. How's that possible? Well, because she left Pakistan and came to Canada and loved freedom, is fighting against extremism, and she was such a personification of the values we believe in. And so my rule of thumb is,
you can't even judge her as a Muslim, you gotta judge her deeds.
If I'm talking about...
Well, take Miller, they go, oh, he's doing that to fool us. No, he's moving the needle to save the country, promoting Western values, giving these incredible pro-Western speeches about Western, quite frankly, cultural superiority. No, you don't do that. You don't do that to be fake. That is real. That affects the world. Stephen Miller, you know, they attacked him. It's been found he listened to Alex Jones. No, Stephen Miller's a real deal.
He is. And like you said, judge someone by his fruits. And, you know, I mean, you know American politics better than me, of course, but that guy is such an engine. He's so hardcore. I think he's the MVP of the White House, other than the president, of course. And I'm not, none of this excuses leftist Jews, but Jeffrey Epstein, let's talk about the toughest name out there, the name that brings disrepute. Did he do what he did as an essentially Jewish thing, or was that an add-on, just like Anthony Fauci?
No, he picked it up from Maxwell. It's a classic MI6. No one that knows politics, no. England's been controlled for 60, 70 years by pedophile rings. And yes, Maxwell was double, you know, Mossad, so he was involved there. But the main, I'm not giving Israel cover, it's known, MI6, pedophile central, Keir Starmer protecting and all. They're the model of this crap. And so Epstein took over the family business from MI6, and I believe was double agent Mossad. But now we know CIA as well. That's why it's getting shut down.
Obviously, all those different, I mean, you could see the American, the Israeli, and the British.
Well, the top, it's all the same group.
And so what I would say is blaming Epstein as a Jew, that this was a Jewish act of his, would be like saying Anthony Fauci.
Well, look how he worked for Bill Barr's dad. What do you think of that girls' school? They were playing, cards. I mean, it's all just, Barr's dad wrote a book about pedophile rings and how great they are.
Huh. I didn't know that.
He wrote a science fiction book about aliens that kidnap and rape kids, and how some of the kids love it and get into it and help rape kids, called Space Relations.
Let me close my point on Fauci.
I didn't mean to go off.
No. I didn't know that. Here's my point on Fauci. Fauci did terrible things. I think he committed heinous acts that wounded countless people. But I would never say he did that as a Catholic. I would never say he did that as an Italian American. Those were not essential to what he did. And it's my hope that InfoWars viewers would assess someone and say, okay, if a Jew is doing something out there political, and I know a lot of the criticism has been about Jewish politicians, is it essentially a Jewish thing he's doing, or is that ancillary to the main point? I mean, Alex.
Well, here's where I'm at. I attack policies and ideas because I want a big tent. The left, the globalists, they want people to make it religious or racial because they can then shut it down. Whereas, notice the establishment goes after me because I don't make it about blaming a particular group. I will point out the Quran says it's our job to conquer and do all that. And that you have countries that are Muslim or about to be Muslim. But my point is, and then people go, literally, don't cover that. You're covering up for Jews. I mean, you've got to be kidding. I mean, I don't like AIPAC manipulation or politics, all that. I'm against it. But my point is that we should be spending way more time on the Islamic invasion than on Jews. Even if you think Jews are the devil and just ascribe evil attributes, you see we've got a tail, you know, under his suit. All I'm saying is, I'll literally put a post about communist China invading islands. People go, why cover for the Jews?
Yeah.
And it becomes this retarded, it's mindless. Like, I can literally post about kids being flooded in Texas, and a third of the comments are about why. I mean, it's like retarded. It's like autism.
You know that psychologist booklet of ink blots where they say, what's this ink blot? Oh, it looks like a plant. What's this ink blot? Looks like a person. Some people, they no matter what ink blot, they look Jews, Jews, Jews. It's not all
Rorschach.
The Rorschach. It's not always about the Jews. Listen.
That's what you're saying because you're here as my handler.
Here's what I wanted.
By the way, where is the check? I need some money.
That's right. I've talked about my goals today, which are to remind people that the freedom mindset is do not judge all people collectively. If there's a bad actor who's a Jew, that you can't necessarily ascribe that to his Judaism or to every Jew. And my second point is don't use anti-Semitism as a universal excuse for other problems in life. Those are my two principles. But what I really want to do is I want to do my best. I'm not a rabbi, so I'm not an expert in Judaism. I'm not a Mossad agent or an ambassador, so I'm not an expert in Israel. But I want to do my best to take good faith questions from your viewers who genuinely want to know something. And before, if they would simply ask it, someone like Jonathan Greenblatt would say, you're an anti-Semite. I'm shutting down your Twitter account. And I think the huge problem that censorship Jews have done is that they created anti-Semites around tough questions.
No doubt.
Trying to answer the tough questions. If someone said, how do you know there's really 6 million dead? Well, try and answer it, because if you don't answer it, and if you slap someone for asking it, they're going to certainly take an answer away from it that is a hostile, perhaps conspiratorial.
Okay, so let's give the number out. The toll-free number to talk to Ezra Levant, uncensored, unfiltered. All you say the show's fake. It's clones running it. The callers are fake. Call in. Be on the show. Experience reality for yourself. This isn't AI. This is the real deal. By the way, I think this is going to be a hot show. I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but it is. We should start at least once a month having you on and literally, because this is good.
Well, my favorite things to talk about are the truckers and free speech and Tommy.
Yeah, you never talk about Jews.
I mean, and I'm not doing a great job, frankly, because I'm not.
You're doing a great job. That's not true.
You know what? People have started coming up to me, friends who said, Ezra, I see all these anti-Semitic things. Can you help me answer some of the questions? Because I'm not getting answers.
Here's the answer. We need to address things as policy. And so I'll explain what happened, because I didn't figure this out when I was first on there like 30-something years ago, but I figured out a few years. If you're like anti-globalist or anti-the UN getting the Panama Canal, they would just run New York Times headlines, it's Jones is anti-Semitic, he doesn't want the, you know, it's an anti-Semitic conspiracy. They branded all the evil globalist stuff as that. It was very simple. And then the people, most of the people getting attacked would find, oh God, it is the Jews, screw them. And then on top of that, so it's been done deliberately.
And they've done it to me. And I'm Jewish. In Canada, we're called alt-right, we're called anti-Semitic. I'm Jewish. But because I take similar views to you, I mean, replacement migration.
Let's come back with that. You are being, I know all about having your identity stolen. So you're saying as a Jew and as a capitalist and a patriot, you see people that stole your identity. It's the same thing. Like with the Sandy Hook, they made up stuff they never did. They say it enough. It becomes this thing. Your identity stole it. And you're sitting there. That's not who you are. You didn't do these things, but it doesn't stop. We're going to go to break. Here's the toll-free number to talk to Ezra Levant. It's 877-789-2539. My headphones just went crazy. I'm getting like a backup thing now. Something happened on the board. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your calls for Ezra Levant. My only frustration is this show is over in 1 hour, but you're going on with Harrison Smith.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I'll keep my answers brief so we can get as many questions through as possible.
Well, Harrison's a good guy, but he has been getting fitted for his Hugo Boss uniform.
And I'll do my best.
Harrison's a great guy.
He's going to sharpen me up, and maybe I'll sharpen him up.
It's going to be good. He's a great guy. He's very, very sincere and smart. So 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we're talking about one of your favorite topics, the Jews. And so you're welcome to call in. All I ask is you don't cuss a bunch, because we've got to delay it out. At a certain point, there's no delay left, so we'll have to let you go. So if you want to get censored, you'll probably do that, just so you can say you got censored. But just try to actually have a discussion, question, comment, and then let Ezra respond. And then I know it's going to be a hit. We need to start at least once a month having the Ezra Levant, actually talk to the devil interview.
You know, I'd love to, but I'd much rather talk about WEF, the UN, things like that. But listen, I love your show and your viewers, and I just felt like I wanted to say these things. Maybe it's too personal and too
emotional. No, it's good. You're a real guy, and people need to, you know, be humanized here. We need to have real discussions here. Believe me, you know how much I got attacked? Because I didn't say there's not evidence of Israel killing Charlie Kirk. I mean, show me the evidence. It could happen. I'm just not going to lie, folks. I'm not going to make stuff up just because all the, you know. I mean, look, it is scary, the power now of how hysterical the Jew thing's gotten, that people will attack me and go crazy because I just won't out of hand lie about Israel. We'll be right back. The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here is a key report on the sex dungeon of a Soros manager, and then we're going to come back and take your phone calls for Ezra Levant. This is going to continue on for the full 3 hours of the war room. You'll be able to actually talk to Satan himself, Ezra Levant. We got 4 hours budgeted out for you. Stay with us. George Soros' right-hand man, Howard Rubin, has been arrested for running a sex trafficking operation out of a penthouse turned BDSM sex dungeon. And this is par for the course with these globalists, ladies and gentlemen.
Howard Rubin, a 70-year-old Wall Street stalwart, once with Solomon Brothers Merrill Lynch, where he caused a $377 million loss in 1987, Bear Stearns, and later a Soros Fund management acolyte who rubbed elbows with the globalist puppet master George Soros himself, has been hauled off in cuffs by FBI agents that stormed his Fairfield, Connecticut lair on September 26, 2025.
I'm starting to think that some of these people in high areas of finance are really a problem.
The 10-count federal indictment paints Rubin not as a financial wizard, but as a sadistic trafficker who from 2009 to 2019 weaponized his millions to lure at least a dozen women, many of them ex-Playboy models, into a vortex of coercion, beatings, electrocutions, and restraints that left scars both seen and unseen.
When you start with shocking people and hiring the hitman, it doesn't seem fun anymore. That's not a fetish. It's murder.
Women were allegedly plied with alcohol, Valium, or other drugs to impair consent, then forced to sign NDAs while intoxicated under threats of lawsuits or public exposure. His personal assistant, Jennifer Powers, was nabbed in her South Lake, Texas hideout. She had allegedly orchestrated the logistics and reportedly maintained the dungeon, restocked equipment, structured payments to evade bank reporting, which led to Rubin's bank fraud charge, and took notes on Rubin's satisfaction.
Prosecutors say the pair forced those victims then to sign non-disclosure agreements that put financial consequences on them if they told.
These allegations are very serious. These women allege that he had repeatedly lured them to his penthouse and to other locations under the guise of companionship or conducting photo shoots with him. And when they arrived, they say that he drugged them, gagged them, raped them, beat them, and even so badly in some cases that one of them required reconstructive surgery, another one had broken ribs, and that he covered this up with the help of some of his associates. Now, the plaintiffs say that he violated several laws, including the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, and also the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, because he created this enterprise to lure them in, abuse them, and then cover it up. And, of course, he is denying all of these allegations and now countering by saying that these women are trying to extort him for money.
These details drawn from the indictment and prior civil suits where Rubin was held liable for $3.85 million in damages to six victims in 2022 underscore a calculated network of coercion that left lasting physical and psychological scars. Brooklyn U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella didn't mince words, quote, human beings are not chattel to be exploited for sex and sadistically abused, end quote. A rare federal thunderbolt aimed at the untouchables who treat people like raw sewage. Court docs reveal text messages where Rubin brags to Powers about zapping women with electric toys until their breast implants flipped, or binding them in his soundproofed 76th floor lair stocked with whips, chains, and devices. One victim, trafficked to Vegas in 2018, endured such brutality she required medical intervention. Another fled in terror after Rubin twisted her arm. As the news tightens with mandatory minimums of 15 years staring down the barrel toward life in the clink, this saga screams the unvarnished truth. The globalist elite's underbelly is a dungeon of trafficking depravity, all bankrolled by the same cabal that puppeteers our elections and our economy. These are the people embedded in the highest perches of power, unleashing their sick vision upon America. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
We now take you live to Central Texas Command Center. Hour number three, hour number four, hour number five.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Harrison came in here during the break, and he's like, oh, gosh, I want Ezra the whole time. So we get you some lunch, Ezra, because you're about to do, you said an hour, you're about to do four more hours. That's 5 hours straight. So the war room is, it will be a continuation. Coming up today, you'll find that feed at the InfoWars feed, Mandot video. We'll post it right at the top of Real Alex Jones on X at the end of the hour. And that way, all these callers, it's the same phone board, because the other studio is through the wall right there. They'll just continue on with your calls. But Ezra, I got you on a little bit late. I apologize, because I was talking about those other issues with Ivan Raiklin. You got a little bit more to say before we go to these calls. So this is your chance. Take as much time as you want. Before we take the calls, address the camera right over there, the one with the green light, about to go red. You've got the floor. What else you want to say?
You know, I think I made my main point, which is if you're judging a situation, let's take this Howard Rubin, this guy who's charged with these sex crimes in Manhattan. Is it an essentially Jewish thing what he's done? Well, some people would laugh and say, ha ha, yeah, it is. Well, I think sex crimes go back civilization. Think of Caligula. Think of polygamy in Islam. Think of rape slavery in Israel, which we saw ISIS do. Look at the rape.
Well, look at Epstein's clients, you know, the king's brother. The point is, the more elite and powerful you get, the more this stuff happens in history.
Right. And I'm not in any way excusing these monsters who did it. I think if Rubin's guilty, he should have the maximum punishment. I think Epstein was atrocious. I'm just saying, an anti-Semitic wave might say, well, that was an essentially Jewish characteristic, or because they're a Jew, the Jews did that, or the Jews support that. I don't think that a thoughtful person who believes in individual accountability would agree with that. And that's my prayer, is that InfoWars Nation people would say, all right, there's a Jew like Epstein, or a Jew like this Rubin, or a, you know, some leftist that I don't like who's a Jew. Is what they're doing something I can...
Well, we know what's going to happen. We made the joke before you came on. They will say, look, he talked to a Jew. That means he's controlled. He got the call. That's mindless. I admire you. I've had you on for over 10 years. You have had the government come after you, try to put you in. You are wrecking it and fighting for freedom.
And ironically, they call me a Nazi. Justin Trudeau's chief advisor, Gerald Butts, called me a Nazi. I'm a Jew, and I'm not a fake Jew who hates being Jewish like Alex Soros and George Soros, who, you know, take a picture with a menorah once a year to pretend they're Jewish. I'm really Jewish, and for the same censorship apparatus, they hit our YouTube. They didn't debank me in the same way that they canceled you, but they demonetized us for 8 years. We only got our YouTube channel remonetized after Trump was inaugurated again the second time.
But they also had a bigger company before they shut it down.
You know, that's right. Sun News Network, 200 people. The regulator up there.
Because you had top ratings.
You know, they came for us because of our ideology. And, you know, I think we all have to take a minute and express thanks to Elon Musk for giving us all our voice.
We don't give Elon enough praise. It's absolutely true. So let me ask this before we get to calls. I'm trying to quantify this for listeners. I think it's very healthy to not be politically correct and be willing to let people say whatever they want, because the marketplace of ideas is going to win. Because the left's been so anti-Christian, so anti-white, so anti-Western, I understand it's going to cause people to go the other direction, and it kind of pulls the Overton window back. But I can say I think people on the extreme are wrong, on the left and the so-called right. So I think we shouldn't have these, you know, taboos, but at the same time, when you get people who are literally now saying Hitler was good and all the rest of it, like when I had Ye in here a few years ago, and I'm like, well, let me tell you about my grandfather. Your grandfather knows nothing. And he wouldn't even listen to the story that takes 30 minutes to tell, but you know, German immigrant community on his mother's side, old Texas founding family, the Greshams that raised Colonel Travis and wrote the original deal and launched the war and were sent here 10 years before by President Andrew Jackson. You talk about Texas royalty. I'm not bragging. I mean, I don't live on them, but I mean, it's like that side of the family is like my dad's side too, but them, it's like the founders sold everything they had, rich in New York, the equivalent of billions of dollars, two shiploads of Protestant Bibles. A Bible costs like what a car costs today. Bringing in to Galveston, having a shootout with the Jesuits, not against Catholics, but it's like, look at the history books. That's my family. Shootouts, killing, people getting killed. You know, one ship gets destroyed. They get half the Bibles in. They go up to Washington, Brazos, kick it off. Sent here by the president. It took them 10 years to get it launched. I mean, so I know, but on the German side, you know, like they were still speaking German on the Hammond side, and they were wealthy, and they owned the car dealerships, and they lived in the most rich area, and there was the inventor of refrigeration. Lived right next door, had this huge facility, and he loved my grandfather. So when I was 10 years old, he worked with him and in his inventor shop. So my grandfather became an inventor. And my grandfather did never join the Bund. That was the Germans promoting that here. But he went to Bund meetings. Hitler was on the radio, Time magazine. Hitler's a good guy. Germans should have pride in our media. So he never joined Bund, but he went to the things, and, you know, they would play the newsreels with Hitler. And he told me all this. And I'm going to shut up because you're here for your – but the point was is that then he goes off to UT. He's roommates with Tom Landry, the Dallas Cowboys first coach and all that. They both joined the Army Air Corps. But – the reason, right before the war, the old inventor of refrigeration commits suicide, and he was German, not Jewish. Nothing was bad, he was Jewish. But he later learned from the family, they had sucked the equivalent of tens of billions of dollars out of him, threatening to kill his German family in Germany. And even after they sucked the money out of him, they still killed his family and took what they had. The Germans under Hitler were running around robbing everybody. They were total thugs. And the point was, I'm trying to tell Ye, my grandfather didn't just go fight Hitler as a fighter pilot. My other grandfather, my dad's dad, is a B-17 pilot, volunteered for more missions. A real hero. He goes, I don't want to hear about your grandfather. It's like, Hitler's good. You don't know. I don't need to read a history book. My dad's dad after he did his missions out of North Africa and Italy, then was in Germany for 2 years, in Italy and Germany, and saw the death, saw the piles of dead bodies, saw it, and told my dad, wouldn't tell me, okay, and died at 51, the age I am now, because of the stress of it and everything, and he literally hated Nazis. So did my grandfather. So my point is, these are my grandfathers, so sorry if I'm not pro-Hitler. I'm an American. This is who I am. I know the truth. Don't tell me Hitler was this great guy because he had fancy Mercedes and cool uniforms. And so the idea that we reject some of the things Israel's doing and all that and the ADL, do it. But don't then think that because Hitler had his operation challenging another power structure, that makes him good. That's my rant. Sorry.
You know what? The Hitler thing, I think it was the last taboo. And I think that's maybe why Kanye West, you know, his song Heil Hitler, what's the one thing you're...
Heil Hitler, N-word, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that Kanye West, it was sort of an artistic flourish there. But why are so many people on what I would call the online right, and I regard myself as online right, why are they embracing anti-Semitism and in some bizarre cases Nazism? I think it's because, first of all, the cool kids are doing it. Like, you know, I think Tim Dillon, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, I'm not saying they've gone full Hitler, but they've gone so anti-Israel. And in some cases, like,
I think... Well, what it is, I mean, it's edgelording. And so what I'm saying, I'm
talking about... Everyone says, well, the cool kids are doing that. And what's the real penalty? If you insult Islam, you know Charlie Hebdo, that was that magazine in Paris?
They kill you.
There was a Muslim terrorist attack, they murdered him. What's gone wrong for Nick Fuentes? What's gone wrong for Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Tim Dillon? Nothing. So they have the frisson of being dangerous. I'm so dangerous, I'm going to take on the Jews. But actually nothing sort of happened.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not getting checks. I'm not getting support. All I've got is ADL backgroups suing me. But from Tucker, I'll tell you what happened. Tucker got messed with, just like with Nick when he got fired and stuff. They really messed with Tucker trying to stop war the last few years. The Israel lobby came after him, did a bunch of stuff behind the scenes. So that's back to the ADL.
Is that what it is?
Creating.
The Murdochs? Like, I've never understood what... I mean, Tucker, I feel like he's changed his views on some things 180 degrees.
You know, we should get you on Tucker.
I used to really look up to the guy. He had me on the show a few times. He was my hero. And I don't understand it because I feel like there's a... I just don't know which Tucker is the Tucker. Like,
Tucker, I think it comes from a place of real concern. You know, some of the, I mean, look, he didn't come out and say Israel killed Kirk. So, you know,
talks about hummus eaters. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I, for 10 years, I looked up to that guy as the ultimate role model. And that's a personal reflection.
Well, hey, I bet you should get on his show.
Well, I don't know if he would.
I'm supposed to fly out there tomorrow, but I don't know. They're trying to shut us down tomorrow. I gotta call him, but you know, Tucker is a great guy.
I love dissidents. I love contrarians, and Tucker's doing a great job of that. But we also have to be skeptical of alternative views. You know, Rebel News is our motto, is telling the other side of the story. So naturally, we're contrarian. But that doesn't mean...
Well, I want to be clear. That's why I mean, I'm not going to say Israel did it without the evidence, because truth is where I am. I don't do something because, look, if I came out and said Israel did it when everybody else did, I'd have had 500 million views and have made millions of dollars. I refuse to do something just because it's popular. And that's where I'm at. And so I'm being attacked
by... That's that Rorschach test. It's not always the Jews. I mean, and I think people are reaching for it as like a universal solution, universal accusation.
Oh, no, people say, not Tucker, but others, it's everywhere. They say, if we could just... I mean, I saw Elijah Schaefer, I think, is a nice guy, and I want to have him on to debate this. He literally said, all this evil comes from the Jews. And at that moment, he is Adolf Hitler.
And you see, he said the Jews. A Jew, these Jews, some Jews, but the Jews.
Well, I mean, let's
That's
be clear.
A collectivist
it is the ultimate cop-out to literally say we're not all sinners and we need God in our lives. I'm a Christian, Jesus Christ. And I'm not trying to put him down. I'm like, you cannot, because I've experienced it, Ezra, too much in 30 years. Day one, I went on air and exposed the globalists, and I had the left calling me anti-Semitic, and I had the ultra-right wing claiming I worked for Jews day one. You see how that works? So I understand it because I've gotten what you've gotten by extension just because I wouldn't hoist the swastika. I mean, you understand that?
Yeah.
But how do we get people to understand that so we can block policies that are bad but not make it about a group?
There's a mania out there, and I'm not saying that there aren't...
Ooh, mania. I was saying hysteria. It's a mania.
Yeah.
So you're here to address the anti-Jewish mania.
You know what? I think it's the same thing with African Americans. There are black conservatives, some of the best conservatives. Clarence Thomas, is he not the best judge? He's amazing. And I can imagine that when people say the blacks, he says, well, what are you talking about? I am a leading conservative scholar, and I mean, what he has done on that court.
No, I mean, it's the same thing.
And so don't say the blacks. I know most blacks are liberal, but don't say the blacks and be a collectivist.
Well, they're also starting to come over.
Well, first of all, Trump doesn't condescend in the same way the Democrats.
Well, that's what's sad, too. We have the Jews coming over to be conservative nationalists now. And then right on time, the Arabs brag, we just infected it. So now it's like, Fox, we need to sell ideology. We need to sell ideas and then have people that support policy. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm looking at that board of callers. I'm bored. Let's get into it. I promise I won't.
Hey, well, don't worry. Later. Are you ready to marathon 3 hours with Harrison Smith?
I will. You know what? I'll get a Coca-Cola or a Red Bull, and I'll just give her for 4 hours.
All right. Well, we're going to get it started here, but I just am enjoying this. I'm going to let Tucker know. I'm waiting for a call from my lawyers.
You know what? I mean,
we have an emergency hearing to shut us down tomorrow. I may need to be in Houston. I was about to get on an airplane at 8 a.m. tomorrow and fly to Maine to do a show with him Thursday and be back. But it would be so important too. But my point is, if I don't go, you should stay again. We should do this tomorrow.
Listen, it's hard when your hero, Tucker Carlson. I just don't get what's going on. I want to understand it.
He loves to debate people.
Yeah, well, I mean,
oh my God, I'm going to call him. You know what? I'm going to call him during the next break. But here, let's go to the calls. You're absolutely right. In fact, let's skip this network break. It's so important. We're going to skip this network break. I'm going to get all this time in since I talked too long. But I'm going to just briefly tell everybody, I ain't getting a paycheck from the Vatican or the CIA or Ezra Levant or the Easter Bunny. I am 100% funded by you. And they are on our ass. This ain't crying wolf. They've tried to shut us down over and over again. We keep succeeding, so people think we're invincible. It looks bad tomorrow because of the state court rulings and the federal stuff. And you see all over the news, his final breath, says the Koskov firm. Do I blame Jews as a Jewish law firm? No. See, they even put a fake transcript out that I said, you're a bunch of white Jew boy elitist. I'm going to beat you. They put a fake transcript out. I said, Jew boys. Did I get down on their level? Were there race politics? No, I didn't do it. That's because I'm not like them. I'm not a racist using race for control. My point is, I need your support. We have the best creatine, private labeled top brand with a micro patented creatine. So good for your whole body. So insane. Buy one, get one free. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. So much incredible stuff. The only problem is there's over 500. And we have the very best ultra-methylene blue. It's all there. This belongs to the people. It's all about you. I need your support if we keep us on air. Because even though they shut us down, TheAlexJonesStore.com isn't owned by me. It's funding the Alex Jones Network and the backup systems. And they're building the new studio. You've seen a little backup. The new one's even better than this. It's all happening. You heard Ivan Raiklin. Hey, come eat dinner with me. And I'm like, in D.C., I'm sorry. I'm in war. I mean, I literally sit there and I like order a salad or some cheese sticks or whatever, and I'm just eating it when I'm on the road because I don't leave my family for nothing. When I leave and do something, I'm going to fly out tomorrow, be on Tucker in the morning, fly out of Maine back Thursday night because I don't want to miss any fight. I am committed to all of us and promoting human freedom and values, but I can't do it without you. Please support me, TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, you want to go calls?
Sure, I just want to say one last thing about your independence. Obviously, no one actually knows the truth other than you. But here's what I think can tell us which way the truth blows. If you were on the inside, if you were an agent, if you were compromised with this entire, get Alex Jones unrelenting juggernaut be happening?
No, because they don't want unity.
Would it be like Ray Epps? On January 6th, who miraculously avoided prosecution.
I mean, listen, what I stand for, the proof's in the pudding, fruit of the tree, I've done it. So I stand before.
And you've suffered for it.
And that's what these people on the left and the right, oh, you're secretly a Nazi, or you're with the, what I stand for, everything you hear on the air is what I say behind the scenes.
You remind me of Tommy Robinson. Tommy used to work for Rebel News briefly, but I like to say, I was Tommy's boss. Tommy doesn't have a boss. Tommy can't have a boss.
Believe me, I love Tommy, but boy, he's like herding cats.
Well, takes one to know one, and I don't think that Alex Jones could have a boss other than the people.
It's true. The thing is, all I do is research and then go with it. It's so fulfilling to not couch what you do. I never have, but Now there's no, it's a drug to just be real and to try to be genuine. I mean, I just, you know, I love everybody. I stand against evil policies and I've experienced it from every angle. And so I can understand people tired of being oppressed, told they're evil because they're white or Christian, what they're doing. That's why I'm trying to be nice to them so I can try to talk to them instead of playing into the paradigm that they're part of, because the enemy wanted me off the air because they understand I'm about policy, not division.
You know, when the Jews say cheers, they say l'chaim, which means to life. In a way, you live that, you know, to life.
Absolutely. Human life. Life, period. We got this whole AI takeover. We got to do it. We got to stand against it, folks. We got to wake up. Because here's the deal. If we don't all come together on basic ideas, we're going to kill each other. We're going to be, maybe Atlantis didn't exist, but it's here now. We're going to blow up the planet and we're all going to be dead if this doesn't stop. And it's that simple. And that's where we're at. All right, let's start taking calls here. This is going to continue on. When this is over, he goes in the war room. You definitely want to join us for that. Paul in North Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. I think there are two sides to anti-Semitism. I would say one is the cultural leftist side, and then I would say there's the political leftist side. Politically, we can see that Jews are like, you know, both 80-85% for the Democratic Party and are big funders in the Democratic Party. They are overrepresented as percentage of the population, as even in the Senate and Congress. There's, and Supreme Court justices a while ago, remember under Biden, before Biden, I mean, it was almost like 4 out of 9 of the Supreme Court justices were Jews, and they were all on the left. So, you know, it's that which kind of causes Jews, and I would argue, where they earn anti-Semitism, because they need to have a little more self-awareness as a group and introspection as to why their behavior and the constant.
Well, that's a very fair question. I want you to be able to respond back when I have to respond here. How do you respond to the overrepresentation globally of Jews' position of power? Well, I mean, I would say, people say it's a cabal. I'm successful. They claim I'm a cabal. No, I'm hardworking. That's why I'm successful. But, okay, let's just say it. People go, we're not Judeo-Christian. Well, the Abrahamic religions come out of that. So there is this great power of the Jews. There is something special that they claim with God. You can see it all being fulfilled. And so, you've got a lot of Jews fighting tyranny, a lot of Jews involved in tyranny. So Ezra, I mean, be honest. I mean, as a Jew, you've got to look out and say, wow, why are Jews so successful?
I don't even think that was the question. I think the question was, haven't the Jews, by being leftists, which they in the main are, haven't they earned anti-Semitism? I think that was the more precise question.
Because you're right, because the left is anti-Semitic.
And I'm gonna respond with a partial agreement, partial disagreement. It is true that the balance of Jews is on the left. I think that's snapped back over the last 2 years, especially on the immigration issue. I think a lot of regular Jews have realized what the heck.
Yeah, it was 80-20, now it's 60-40.
I think so. But I disagree with the earn anti-Semitism, because I don't think that the essential characteristic of those 3 or 4 Jews on the Supreme Court was their Jewishness. And that's my point. If I said Anthony Fauci, AOC, Pelosi, look at those Italian, or they're not Italian, AOC's not, look at those Catholics. And haven't they earned anti-Catholic bigotry? I would say no, because their essential flavor, what makes them who they are, it's not their
Catholic. Plus, they're not even real Catholics. All the real Catholics are conservative.
And that point applies to liberal Jews in power. Do you really think that Bernie Sanders is a Jew? He's about as Jewish as a ham sandwich. And he is historically, you know, maybe his grandparents were Jewish. And I think to hate the Jews because of Bernie Sanders is wrong. It's easy because he's such a stylistic, he sounds like, you know, he's got that accent. Yeah, I mean, he's a caricature. But I'm going to disagree with you on that. I don't think that a Jew being left-wing should earn anti-Semitism.
Okay, let's have the caller come back. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, it's a collective, leftism. I mean, so much of these red diaper doper babies that Michael Savage used to mention, you know, let's be honest, fellas, they're so disproportionately Jewish for a small percentage of a population. population, 3%
But you
of population.
Just, I'm going to hold you over. Maybe I'll go co-host with Harrison. This is really hot radio and TV. It's important. Notice it's a Jew savage that coined all that is fighting it. So it's a paradox here. You've got all these Jews that are being communists. And you got Michael Savage over there.
David Horowitz. I think, you know, he was the leading anti-communist. He started a communist and then he became an anti-communist. And that's what bugs me. Listen, I have spent my life fighting for freedom, many of this, and fighting for Christians too. As you know, we raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. We worked with Glenn Beck's Nazarene Fund.
Well, let's come back to that. How do you close? I mean, where do you see this going? I mean, what's your bottom line?
Personally, it's going to get worse, and it should get worse. I argue that the white Gentiles in this country have been under cultural attack by the Jews. And a great book on this is the Culture of Critique by Kevin MacDonald. And I urge all the people in your audience to read his books, because he explains this chronic, almost eternal and historic, you know, problem of Jewish non-assimilation and also attack on the majority Christian cultures wherever they go. And this has been ongoing for hundreds and hundreds upon years. And that's why I argue Jews earn their anti-Semitism, because they are.
Do you think Alex Soros or George Soros is a Jew? Other than the fact that maybe.
Remember, you're.
Pardon me?
They are ethnic. You're mixing it up, because there's Judaism and then there's racially, ethnically Jewish, which are mostly Ashkenazi Jews. So those are two separate issues. But nonetheless, when in Rome, do what the Romans do, and Jews don't do that. Hundreds of years of living in Europe among European people, and they don't assimilate. So that's why I argue they earn it.
Well, let me ask you this, caller, and we're going to move to the next person, because we promised you a lot of calls. I just know, like you said, you're not worried about Israel, you got nuclear weapons. Everybody thinks they're, I can see a few steps down. This is going to get very explosive. I'd rather be ideological and win that way and stop all this fighting and killing and insanity. I mean, where do you see this ending? Because, I mean, you have Elijah Shaver saying, if the Jews weren't here, there wouldn't be problems. Horse crap, man. Oh, your kids will be good. People won't steal.
See, that's the universal excuse. I use porn because a Jew owns Pornhub.
Yeah, you're sitting there jerking off to porn, and it's because a Jew provided it to you. And granted, that's a lot of the, I mean, the point is, it's like you're using it as an excuse. It's a scapegoat.
And that is not.
So Jews have become a sin eater.
You know, and it's been that way for a long time. I mean, I just don't, I mean, and again, some.
So if I don't get a hooker tonight, it's because you were here. I just got, I'm not going to do that, folks. Hold on, caller, I'll let you go. I got to move on. All I'm saying is, criticize Israel when it's bad. Criticize Jewish groups when they're bad. I do it. Just literally, here's an example, Ezra, we'll go back to calls. I interviewed more people on the USS Liberty than anybody, and the reason I did is they're almost all dead. So I've interviewed the captain's family and the Joint Chiefs of Staff head and the head of the inquiry and the admiral on the fleet and a bunch of the people and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and then LBJ calls up on the sat phone when they send jets to save them and says, I want that ship on the GD bottom. And literally the Jew hitters go, my God, you just covered up for the Jews. No, it's proven with the admirals that he did a Gulf of Tonkin with Israel to sink it, to attack Egypt and go to war with Russia. But because the ship wouldn't sink, it didn't happen. So I'm confirming with the witnesses, Admiral Moore, all of them, not defending, like, they're like, well, because our government was involved, because they need it to only be Israel that would do a false flag. LBJ did it in Gulf of Tonkin and things as well. I was reporting what the actual people said, and it was actually proving it was a false flag. Oh. And that turns into your covering. That's mental illness. That because they needed it. No, the U.S. government couldn't direct. It was obviously in charge. Because, oh no, only Jews could do that. It's sick. That's what makes me mad, is the intellectual dishonesty. You understand?
You know, Winston Churchill says a fanatic is someone who can't change his mind and won't change his subject. I'm a fanatic for freedom, but there are some facts on some things that will make me change my mind. If someone is saying, if only we got rid of the Jews and everything would be utopian, that is not a reasonable person. And by the way, that's just not how the world works. And we all, you know, by the way, the battle.
So if all the Jews got sent to Mars, Xi Jinping will be a nice guy?
You know, I mean, I just, that's quite something from Elijah Shaffer. I didn't know. I mean.
I'm not trying to attack Elijah. He's
trying to get clear. I mean, what's that?
No, but I can play the video. No, he's just like, and everything bad goes back to them, and if it wasn't for them.
Is he listening to himself? I mean, really, everything bad, eh? So it's always, the Rorschach test, it's always the Jews. The fall of Constantinople, the Jews. Pearl Harbor.
Muslims killing people 100 times a day in Europe. Jews. And he says that. He goes, the Jews did the wars and sent them here. Yeah, with the globalist and the left. Yeah. But my point is, it's insane.
What bugs me, because I've spent my life as a freedom fighter like you, and I've got the scars to prove it, not as big as your scars, but I got a few, is that I am now caught up in this, the Jews, and the Jews earned it. I'm not one of those Jews who...
Hey, don't worry, just because I don't want to blow Israel off the map, I supposedly work for Netanyahu, though I've never seen a check yet, which even Nick Fuentes made the joke a few weeks ago, he goes, well, if I'm going to be accused of working for Israel, maybe I will, which I'm not going, it's funny because I've been offered all this money by big corporations to sell out. I've never had Jews offer me anything.
Yeah, I was in Ireland the other day. I bumped into an actual Nazi leader on the street. I was shocked. Never had happened to me before in my life. And he was blaming the Jews for Ireland's immigration problem. I know a little bit about Ireland. There's 2,000 Jews in a country of 5 million people. There hasn't been a Jew in their parliament or senate in more than 10 years in their entire history. Like, there's no Jews there.
And in fact, I love Irish, but they're so anti-Semitic, the Nazis ran to Ireland.
You know, and not all Irish are this way, but I've never met an actual Nazi, a guy who wears the uniform and has marched. I've just never seen it before. And I thought, if you're blaming, Ireland is almost Jew-free. I love Ireland, and I don't accept that they're all anti-Semitic. Again, that's collective guilt. I'm not going to do that. But there's anti-Semitism in Somalia, anti-Semitism in Pakistan.
Hitler's the most popular person in the world.
There's not a single Jew in those places. And so maybe Elijah Schaefer can explain how it is that Somalia and Pakistan and Bangladesh are not these utopias because they're Jew-free.
By the way, I'm not picking a fight with Elijah.
I'm
not going to play the format clip. He's just
a shocking thing to hear.
It's the standard thing. Because once you get into it, you've got to then go ahead and just say, yes, this is it. This is it. It's just the Jews. But it's a form of worship of Jews. I'm sorry, Ezra, because you don't want to be worshiped by me, but I actually believe I have agency in other, individually. This thing becomes, it just goes on and on.
It's so pleasing to have someone to blame for everything that goes wrong. And again, I'm not saying that there's never a Jew who does something wrong, but when we say the Jews or...
But notice with the left, it's also white people are all to blame.
Exactly.
Christians are all to blame. We need reparations. It's the same thing.
And now Jews are in the oppressor class and Palestinians are in the oppressed. And that same woke Marxist cultural dynamics at play there. Let's take more callers.
Yeah, and that's why Greenblatt's freaking out. Because his little operation backfired.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to shut up now. I swear. And he's going on the war room with Harrison Smith to take your calls. Logan in Texas. We got to move quick now. I apologize. Go ahead.
Ezra.
Welcome.
Hey there.
Hi, yeah, you guys are awesome. I just wanted to say, this is kind of more for Ezra, even though we love you, Alex. My wife and I, we just recently moved from Canada to Texas. We worked really hard to get here. We're contributing to society. We've done it all legally. We lived in Ottawa, Hamilton, Oakville, and a small town up north throughout the past 10 years. We witnessed Canada go to high crime. People have really changed their mindset to the point where I was picking up garbage on the street and I got called a woman-hating racist because some garbage was on the other girl's lawn. It wasn't my garbage. Crazy story.
Oh, yeah. This is about Jews right now, but go to your point.
Okay. Well, my point is I just wanted to see what Ezra was thinking, where he sees the state of Canada headed, because I've got a lot of friends that are still up there that are pretty terrified about what's going on with Canada.
Yeah, well, exactly. What's happening with Trump attacked Canada and did the wrong thing and made it a fight instead of a liberator. It backfired, put the globalists back in. Thank you for the call, but we're focusing on Jews right now. Go ahead.
I'll take 30 seconds. I think Mark Carney is Trudeau 2.0, but smarter and harder working. Remember, Mark Carney was a director of the World Economic Forum. He was, he's got three passports. He left Canada to be the head of the...
He's a globalist thoroughbred.
He worked for the United Nations. He was the head of something called GFANS, the Global Financial Alliance for Net Zero. And the guy is a mini-me Klaus Schwab. And I'm really worried, not just economically, but I think he's an authoritarian. I think he will wreak the World Economic Forum agenda. What does that mean practically? I think, their slogan, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Well, let's talk about that. This is a defense of reality. If we're sitting here saying Jews run everything and they run Trump, Trump's killing the Paris Accord, the whole globalist key to everything. So the whole globalist system is completely run by Jews, whatever that is. You see, Larry Fink's okay, he's Jewish, but the point is that Trump is going against their entire agenda.
So he's dismantling it.
You know, I go every year to the World Economic Forum.
Incredible footage, yeah.
And we run up and down the streets hunting oligarchs. And the two top people they hate is number one, Trump, and number one, Elon Musk, for allowing Trump to happen.
Yeah, because they're doing a pro-human prosperity move. Let's go to Matt in New York, Palestine and the Jewish people. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I have a question to both. Do you think that the Israeli state is a supremacist state?
The Israeli state is what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
that. Supremacist state.
You know, it's an interesting question. It is, there's something called the law of return. Any Jew from around the world can go back there and become a citizen. That said, Arabs have civil rights in Israel proper. There's Arabs on the Supreme Court. There's Arabs in, the Arabs can live within Israel. There is a difference in legal status for the West Bank and Gaza, obviously, which is no longer part of Israel. I think that Israel can be a role model for Western countries. Just the way Israel tries to preserve itself as the Jewish state, I want France to be French. I want Italy to be Italian. And sometimes people say, hey, how come Israel doesn't have open borders the same way the West does? And I'd say, you're exactly right. I think America, Canada, Italy, France, UK should get a hold of its borders and maintain its cultural identity. I don't know if I'm going to use the word supremacist. I don't think that Germany is a German supremacist place or Greek.
There's the globalists in South Africa, all of it, they use as a model for the big banks and things to conquer Western nations, saying because they exist, they're supremacists. Has Netanyahu gone too far with what he's doing? Did he stand down on October 7th 100%? Yes. But, I mean, go ahead and state your point. I mean, you're saying Israel's an apartheid state. Okay, they're not going anywhere. They have nuclear weapons. So my issue is, why does that suck all the oxygen out? You've got 500,000 Christians killed in the last year in Nigeria. Nobody wants to cover it. So and it's fine. Let's spend 80% of our time on Israel. How about 20% on the Christians getting killed? Does that make sense?
Well, if you let me speak, you two yentes, I would be able to say something.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You just implied we didn't let you speak. Hold on a minute. Maybe your audio was down. I didn't know if you were talking over me. I didn't hear you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so what you guys are saying is that America should have a Christian crusade and kill everybody and push them into a small corner? Is that what we should
Are you
do?
A Muslim?
Like Israel?
Are you a Muslim?
No, I'm not. I'm Christian, sir, and I love everybody. And I love Jewish. I'm talking about Israel. Israel has an ideology that is not safe. They were invited with open arms by the Palestinians, and they turned on them. They took over their land, and they are mass murdering women and children. They're having target practice on little kids. And then we have the Prime Minister of Israel, who runs America. We have everybody in Congress has an AIPAC handler. You know what I mean? He's up there saying that he's going to take away our free speech because he doesn't like it. He doesn't like us. He doesn't like us talking about the genocide that he's committing. He's telling us that we have drones in the sky all over the place now. And
can I ask you what your news source is? Just out of curiosity, can I ask you what news source you trust?
My eyes and my ears are my news source. What's yours?
No, but you're not there. You're not in Gaza. You're not in Israel. So I'm asking respectfully. I'm just curious because I want to know where you get your point of view from. Why don't you tell me?
Hey, brother, don't be so mad. We're glad. Hold on.
Where do you get
nobody, Matt, you just said I should shut up. Are you saying you're being censored right now?
Did you not hear the speech that Benjamin Netanyahu gave?
No, hold on. You implied you're being censored. We asked you to call. We appreciate you being here. Were you censored? Are you saying you're being censored right now?
I'm not talking about you two yentes. No. I'm talking about
what's
Benjamin
a yenso? Hold on. What's that word you just said?
Yentes. You're two yentes. You won't stop talking about BS. You guys are blowing smoke up each other's
ass. Okay, well, we're sorry we took that. Listen, we apologize. We're bad people. You're good.
I'm not good.
No, we're bad. You're superior. You tell me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I censored you. What else?
What about the word goyim? How about that word? Why do you guys call people goyim, which translates to cattle?
That's okay. Well, you know, let me stop. Right
thanks
there.
For the call. I appreciate it. Since we're getting other callers, they always do that.
I went to Jewish school to grade 6, so I learned Yiddish, which is a little bit like German, and I learned Hebrew. Not a lot, but let me correct our friend there. The word goy literally means nation. Goyim means the nations. And that's the literal definition of it. The way some Jews say the goyim means the Gentiles or the Gentile nations. To say it means cattle is a goddamn lie. And here's what gets me, Alex. if there's enough on the Jews to condemn them, surely you don't have to engage in little fabrications like that. And what gets me about this new crop of sudden Wikipedia experts on everything Jewish is that, you know, they read a few things, and this fellow here, I asked him what his source was, and I was asking in a respectful way. I genuinely want to know where he gets his information. Sorry, the word goy does not mean cattle. It means the nations or the Gentiles. And it's a million little pieces of
But the point is we're respectfully taking his call, and they'll clip it out and say, it's okay. The point is that we're having a real discussion. What we need is real discussions, folks.
And, you know, by the way, you want to see a genocide? Look, you know, and I think America is a noble force for freedom, but you want to see wreckage? Look at Mosul, the ISIS city, after it was liberated by the British and the Americans. It makes Gaza look like a summer camp. And I'm not condemning. I'm just saying the first genocide I've ever heard of where the population of Gaza has increased since the war began. You don't have to like
Israel. Well, my point is he didn't address 500,000 dead blacks killed by Muslims.
And I was trying to...
Because he won't do it. It's like, no. We're going to cover... More. And my point is let's spend 99% of our time on Israel. I agree. It's the worst thing. Only that. Can we spend 1% on Muslims killing Christians? No! I get it. You're sucking off the tit of the Muslims. Hey, everybody, let's go ahead and take a call. Neil in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for accepting my call and your unrelenting search for truth. I'm a longtime listener for over 20 years since 9/11. My question for Ezra and you is regarding the document called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which was published around 1903. It appears to be the plot that's being used to take America down, and which is shown in Wikipedia and search engines as being fraudulent and plagiarism, and there's never a counterpoint. No one will respond to this. They dismiss it on its face. Is this a deception? Or should, if it is, you should be able to pick it apart.
I mean, so, some people say it's Tsarist propaganda, but a lot of it, you know, it's how internal undermining works. I mean, that's the perfect thing about a piece of fiction. It's like the Q thing. You don't know where it comes from. People love something that is esoteric. They love something that's Gnostic. I mean, you ask us if the learned elders of Zion is real. No one knows. Ezra?
I've always understood that document to be created out of whole cloth, a forgery. I know it was recently revived in Egypt and turned into a series. You know, there are really no Jews left in Egypt, just, you know, less than a few thousand, perhaps. Here's my advice, if I may, to the most skeptical audience in the world. I think your audience is the most skeptical in the world, and they've learned to be that way because time after time, authorities have let them down. COVID was one of the worst of all. I'm a skeptic, too. I think, Alex, you may be the world's greatest skeptic. And after the Bohemian Grove, I think you learned never let someone tell you not to investigate something because it just might be true. To me, that's the most classic formative Alex Jones moment of all time. You proved what everyone said.
Yeah, I went in so calmly because I thought it wasn't going to happen, and then all of a sudden they're doing it.
So I know that you are unafraid to look anything in the eye and say, I dispute this. I'm a skeptic. And so are you. You've taught your viewers to be skeptics and not...
No, I agree, because I want the truth, and that's where this is going. This thing has happened before where there's serious issues.
So I just want, and this is why I asked the other fellow, where's your source of info? Be skeptical. Don't just say, okay, this is contrary to the mainstream. The mainstream calls the protocols of the elders of Zion a forgery. I'm a skeptic, so by nature, when they zig, I zag. When they say black, I say white. I want you to be a skeptical consumer of information and sometimes to be aware that perhaps there is an information operation, a battle on for your mind, and it's not necessarily just from the Jews or from America. Maybe there's other forces out there, and I'm not going to say...
Well, I could sit there and write a Jewish confession to crime. I don't give people ideas. And it would have billions of views if I put out anonymously. And my point is you can read that thing. You can see it's written by a really good writer that hates Jews. I mean, it's like... And there's certainly, that's the stuff politicians and Machiavellis do, whether it's Italians, Jews. A lot of what's in there is true, is going on from different perspectives, but the way it's written is meant to manipulate. It's obviously synthetic. And people say, oh, God, Jones, you know, whatever. All I've got is my integrity. It's not some defense of this, defense of that. It's a defense of the truth. Let's go to more calls. Thank you, Neil. Albert, airborne vet in Arizona. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so you remember that prophet Brandon Biggs that you had on once talking about he was the one that...
Yeah, Trump getting shot and all that. Interesting guy, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not censoring you. Your phone's cutting out. Start over. Brandon Biggs, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, he was talking about this UN vote about the two-state solution, and God told him that if America gave or voted for the two-state solution, that 3 days later he would rip us apart with a massive earthquake, pretty much going up and down the Mississippi River. And well, thank God that didn't happen. But he also said that Canada, because Canada voted with them, that they're going to get hit with a massive earthquake in British Columbia. But maybe you should get that guy back on the show again.
Yeah, we should. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, that gets into the whole thing of biblically you support Israel. The interpretation is talking about the people of Israel in the Old Testament. I don't think that's accurate when people like Ted Cruz does it. You can't even get the Bible verse right, but that's where I'm at on that. Blake in Colorado, you're on the air with Ezra Levant. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, gentlemen. So, you know, I wanted to shed a little light on the fact that the focus really ought to be on Israel. Because every time we turn around, we see Netanyahu on television talking to the president or speaking to Congress or someplace. And every time he leaves, we get drug into something on behalf of Israel. And every time somebody criticizes Israel, specifically like Tucker Carlson or somebody, they're called anti-Semitic. But we all know that Israel is not a theocratic society. And we also know that not everybody in Israel is a Jew. There are plenty of Christians and other people from around the world that also live in Israel that are Israeli citizens. So that is the biggest problem, that everybody seems to want to conflate Israel with Jews. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Israel is a foreign country, just like Canada, Mexico, CCP, China. They're foreign countries. And to be honest, I can't speak for liberals, but I know most MAGA and conservatives are sick and tired of Israel meddling in our government.
Oh, well, let me say I agree with you that I think AIPAC and all of it is way too involved, and it's wrong, like any foreign meddling. I think that's very reasonable. And then being demonized as being, you know, a Nazi or whatever for that's what's blowing up in Israel's face. So I appreciate your call. Ezra, respond to him, but also, I mean, the doubling down by Netanyahu and all this, and did you see the video? In fact, I meant to get that. Guys, find the video. I meant to play that. Did you see Netanyahu say an eight-front war, and the new eighth front is basically shutting down, taking over TikTok and all that? Did you see that video?
I did not see that. The thing is, he can have that opinion, but the American First Amendment trumps a foreign leader's opinion. I'd be interested to see that.
No, I know, but it's just what I'm saying is it's outrageous. So this is real red meat. So.
But is he saying it's an information war?
No, he was, and then that's why Schaefer got so mad. He goes, he's going to kill us. No, he.
Can I go back to one thing that the caller?
Yeah, go ahead.
Said. He said we get dragged into something. Now it is true that Netanyahu is ubiquitous on TV. I think it comes from a few things. Israel's in the news. Netanyahu always, you know, he speaks good English, and I think that there has been a long-standing alliance, especially during the Cold War. The Arab states were typically with the Soviets,
yeah,
and Israel with the American. But let me say something, because you said America gets dragged into something by Netanyahu. Now, it is true that 7 B-2 bombers took off and put those precise munitions in the Iranian nuke plants. Only America could do that. But no disrespect, not trying to be tricky. Can you tell me something that America has actually been dragged into under Trump or even under Biden by Netanyahu? And just tell me if I'm missing.
No, Bush wanted the Iraq War.
Okay, but I'm not talking about 20, 30 years ago. I mean, because here's the way I see it. People talk about the $3 billion a year in foreign aid to Israel, which, by the way, is such a small percentage of their GDP. I think Israel should say no to it. Just cut that tie. But who is dragging America into the Middle East? Is there have American soldiers fought on the ground? Are there American bases in Israel protecting Israel? How much money? You know, the largest air base, it's the headquarters of CENTCOM. Do you know where it is?
It's Qatar.
It's called Al Udeid Air Base. It's about $10 billion a year just to run the thing. Germany. You know, there's still 40 U.S. bases
there. Rammstein.
Yeah, and many others. Japan, Korea. So there's a lot of countries. And now
no, I know. That's what's retarded about only focusing on Israel.
So I'm just saying dragged into. You know, 250 Marines blown up by Iran and Hezbollah in Beirut some 40-odd years ago. You know, what were they doing there?
No, I got it, but it's weird how, that's what I'm saying.
It is weird.
Like, but people only know about Israel, so then it's their only knowledge base, and then it becomes like this.
Yeah, if there was news every time there was a terrorist attack in Nigeria, all we would hear is a fella speaking English with a Nigerian accent. Like Jews are news for a variety of reasons.
And we're doing it right now. So here's Netanyahu meets with U.S. influencers.
Let's take a look. I mean,
people are saying it's a physical threat. No, I agree. It's InfoWars, what he's saying.
Let's take a look.
The point is he still shouldn't be trying to meddle. Here it is.
So something I would like to raise, which was actually my first published paper, was how you and the Likud party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination, who was a big mentor of mine, who's my first mentor in the space, evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel? What's our backup plan to be strong, like outside of the diaspora?
Christian influencers, okay. You said, we talked about the woke right, and you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane, they're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance, to that that community. They're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is
TikTok.
Class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one? What's the other one that's most important?
X.
Yeah. That's very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend.
All right, so people see this, and I think it's terrible, but there are all these foreign governments, corporations doing it. So admit there's a war, and Israel's saying, we've got to get into that, and Israel's losing right now. My thing is, where does that go when Israel loses? With all of the, you know, people aren't thinking about the Samson option and all the insanity that comes out of this.
I haven't seen that before. Basically, he's saying social media is a battlefield, but he doesn't mean it's a violent.
Oh, like an info war? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, so.
No, but Elijah Shaver's like, he just threatened to kill us. No, I'm like, no, Elijah, that's not what it is.
I don't think so.
And it's that dishonesty just to get clicks.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean to Elijah. It's just, it's, folks, we're going to all kill each other. It's got
to
stop.
I'd say two things about this. First of all, that probably is not a conversation. If you're talking to influencers, you probably don't want to have that conversation recorded and published out there. Do you think China or Qatar or Russia or Iran or North Korea or other countries who...
No, I agree. Well, so why does Netanyahu do all these things?
That was a little bit dumb, but you know, let's talk about TikTok for a second. Who owns it until now? It's China.
Chi-coms.
So all of a sudden people are concerned about TikTok having an American owner because he's a Jew. Okay, was there any concern about TikTok until this very second? I know you were concerned about it, but I'm on TikTok. I go on TikTok precisely because I want to hear the anti-American.
Well, that's my point, is there's this tunnel vision. People go, you're covering up with Jews. No, I want to see everything, dumbass.
You know,
I'm not like wearing blinders, like, let me only look here.
I discovered...
Oh, hold on, there's Ezra. He's my Jewish boss.
TikTok is my number one source for anti-Semitic content and anti-American content, and I'm not saying that in a mean way. Like, I just want to know what they're saying. So that's China. Whoever makes the algorithm has chosen it to be that way.
All right, let's stop, because I want to give you a good launch. Harrison Smith,
is coming up. The War Room. You'll find the feed. We'll post it to the top. I'm going to do it myself. At Real Alex Jones on X, fan.video, Infowars.com. The War Room. You want to go to Real Alex Jones on X right now. You want to click it, or Infowars.com/show. Click on the War Room. Ezra Levant, your calls, Mark, Terry, Jay, others. We're taking your calls right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. You can literally challenge the devil himself, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, right now. We've got him.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.